So, Nick, as you know on our podcast, we're known for making some hot takes, sometimes at the expense of others.
How'd you do that?
What?
You did my neck tilt.
I'm doing the cold open.
I know, but you did this.
I'm possessed by the spirit of the cold open.
I feel like I'm watching myself, okay?
All right.
I feel like our takes are tepid at best, but yeah. No, please, go off, King.
So, Danny... Ooh, I'm Danny. I did the impression too well.
Okay. All right. Listen, step out of my body, please.
Specifically, trash taste. Now, getting to the point here, I have been for weeks talking about how Chainsaw Man is one of my favorite anime of the last year,
yeah.
But trash taste does not care for them.
No.
That's wrong.
No, they're wrong?
No, as in trash taste. I was wrong. Trash Taste does like the Chainsaw Man anime.
What?
Okay. Yeah.
Please explain.
I would love to.
Oh,
so,
can we stop? I don't like looking in this mirror.
I just keep like picking up on like, I could do that.
Yeah, I don't like it.
But so because they made a TikTok and I found the TikTok.
Okay.
Where they were like, every generation has an anime that is trash, but they think is great.
Okay.
Like, for example...
SAO.
SAO. Yeah. We talk about Rosario plus a Vampire sometimes.
Orin Host, yeah, Club. There's so many good ones.
Exactly.
And Helsing, non-ultimate.
And they go, in the TikTok, they go, what's this generation's gonna be? And one of them goes, Chainsaw Man. And then they go, oh, I hope not. And I took that and still kind of take that as, like, them saying, God, I hope not, because that is trash. But apparently, it's been brought to my attention by Gwendolyn. I'll look at every camera,
okay,
just to be safe. Gwendolyn has brought to my attention that they do like the Chainsaw Man anime.
Okay.
And like me, are hoping that it tanking in Japan doesn't affect it. So that's what they meant. So I was wrong. I have to rescind that.
Mm-hmm.
Because Gwendolyn...
Because you've been hot on this trail.
Because I've been hot on this trail.
You're like, you know who the people who don't like the adaptation are? It's trash taste.
But I've also made it very clear I don't watch that podcast.
And apparently Gwendolyn does, so good thing there's some overlap.
And here's the reason that I really had to make this the cold open, is because Gwendolyn makes, like, compilation videos of, like fan edits of me, which are like... Every time Danny...
Like, that's just what they do?
Yeah, they have a YouTube page.
Is that the person who sent me 5 minutes of you singing?
Yeah, of me singing.
Okay, yeah, I once got a, like, a cryptic DM, be like, I made a compilation of Danny singing, like, randomly for 5 minutes. This was all before your music video, too, which is unfortunate.
I know, that is a horrible timing. But yeah, they make videos like that, where it's like, 5 minutes of Danny singing, like, half an hour of Danny, like, or Danny's character arc with Rompo from Bungo Stray Dogs.
Mm-hmm.
The channel has recently become a bit more of a spite channel of, like, Danny doesn't know how to do math compilation, and, like, Danny is wrong about trash taste, and it's every time
you didn't reply to some DMs. That's what it's sounding like. They were like, hey, I made a video, and you're like, fuck you, kid.
It's a big, like, you either die the hero or live long enough to see yourself become the villain.
Yeah.
And Gwendolyn is on that arc right now.
I feel like you've become the villain to them.
I disagree, because I've always been stupid.
That's
fair. I haven't changed.
Yeah. The glass has been broken is what happens. The illusion has been shattered.
Exactly.
So, trash taste, Danny's sorry, and he's eating Twizzlers. So, for all of you out there in the audio forum who are going to hear munching this entire episode, me and Danny just spent about 2 hours making sure that the podcast looks pretty. Dorothy made me a boba, so if you hear some slurping and some chewing of lychee jelly, that's me.
There's no munching you're going to hear on my end. I'm eating the equivalent of, like, a wax candle.
Yeah, it is literally like, it's like flexi wax.
Yeah.
So, Danny apparently, we went to Best Buy, and the problem with going to Best Buy as, like, a man who, like, makes content for a living, you're like, look at all these things I could buy that are $2,000 that, like, would make my life objectively better, but do I need it?
Yeah.
No, I don't need an 85-inch TV to hang up in the office. Like, I don't need a...
Because you just bought one.
Literally, I bought one for the living room. I don't need whatever Sony camera A7 or whatever this thing is. I'm like, would it be better for a podcast if I had one of those as well? Probably, but I don't need it because everything else looks fine.
Yeah, we're making it work.
Yeah, but, like, so when you walk into a store like that, you're like, I want to leave with something. And the something that Danny used to scratch that itch was Twizzlers.
It was Twizzlers.
Which, like, listen, I don't want you guys to think that we walked into some, like, podunk Best Buy that had, like, it's like some dissolute, like, absolutely destroyed candy section. Like a class of fifth graders came through and cleared it out. Danny saw a full aisle of candy, like a full roster, chips, candy, basically everything you would ever want while checking out of, like, a grocery store or a Best Buy, and willingly just, like, locked onto a bag of red licorice and was like, yes, for me.
This is my candy of choice. Twizzlers rule.
So let me get this entirely straight.
Yeah.
It's Halloween.
Yeah.
You're 10 years old.
Uh-huh.
Somebody's like, hi, little boy, trick or treat. And you're like, trick old bitch.
Nothing
like
wrong about this.
And yeah, and then like she just like grabs a handful. You know those like single serving, like
yeah.
mini Twizzlers?
Oh, yeah.
She just throws those in your bag.
Those rule.
You're over the moon.
Those are sick.
God. What's your... Does this include chocolate?
Yeah.
So chocolate, sour, sweet Twizzlers.
Sour, get that out of there. That's the spicy of candy. Sour blows. I like a good Hershey. Like a good Hershey bar. I like a good Kit Kat.
Okay. Okay, we're heading in the right direction.
Yeah.
Twizzlers and Hershey's, you're 1930s World War, like you're soon to be like, here, boys, here's a little sugar, keep your blood pressure up.
Let me tell you, I got a lot of opinions about the bomb.
Yeah.
None of them favorable.
In 1930, if you knew about the bomb, you were a little ahead of the curve. But like, it was like, I have an idea. We're splitting atoms. I'm like, let's get you in a fucking lab. What are we talking about here? So yeah, you would have done great in the 20s when things were terrible.
It's good. What are you talking about? I love a Twizzler. It's fun. You can hold it.
It's the LaCroix of candy.
Yes, it is. And here's the thing.
It just smells like twisted a candle next to a cherry.
You take a bite of it and you're like, oh, is that a flavor? No.
No. No. It's just in my teeth forever.
Yeah. Yeah,
it is. Oh, wow. I get to keep that for the next 25 minutes.
It's the thinking man's candy. Nick, I'm sorry you can't appreciate the subtlety and nuance that comes with a licorice whip.
I don't understand how it's still in business. It's like that and like banana Laffy Taffy. Like, who is, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't look me in the eyes while you seductively pull a, oh my God, he's like a snake pulling its own tongue out. Okay, we've been completely derailed.
You gotta suck him.
Yeah. We've been completely derailed. Danny today came in, he was like, I gotta do the cold open. And I was like, okay. Never told me what the cold open was gonna be about. Apparently it's covering our asses from the trash taste militia out there. But as we are now currently the second biggest anime podcast in the world, we probably do need to be covered from the trash taste militia.
There's no way that's true.
Absolutely true. I shit you not. Anime centric,
yeah.
like only anime.
Uh-huh.
I think we're the second biggest in the world.
Run the numbers on that.
I implore somebody to find. Like, yes, we do about 20,000 views an episode on YouTube, which is insane.
Fat views, big views, considering what this is.
Yeah, like considering the fact that we just spent 3 minutes watching Danny slowly pull Twizzlers out of his mouth. Listen, this is why you watch, ladies and gentlemen. But like strictly anime focused. I don't know of another podcast bigger than us outside of Trash Taste, which like it speaks to the sheer amount of margin between like Trash Taste and the rest of the world. But like, I think we're number two.
I have no idea.
Okay. Here's the thing. There is other podcasts that talk only about anime and they do more views, but they bought their views. Like a weird amount of podcasts on YouTube. I think I showed you their page. We're not going to add them. Oh, I think I showed you their page. A weird amount of anime podcasts will do like 90,000 views and they'll get 4 comments. Wow. We do 25,000 views. We do 200 to 300 comments. Yeah. And it's like, the top comment has like 3 likes. Mm. And then other weeks they'll do 700 views. And I'm like, there's no way you're oscillating between 90,000 and 700. It doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Could you imagine? You'd be like, oh man, a 10 out of 10. And it's like, what is it? 6 views?
Yeah.
What's your 1 out of 10? Oh, we did like 2 million last week. How?
Yeah.
Like, what is going on here? But what's weird is on YouTube, you can buy views. Like very much a thing. And it's like, if your CPM is high enough, you can actually buy views and it might still make you money on YouTube.
Really?
But
I don't know.
I think it might disqualify. I think it might disqualify botted views.
I think it definitely disqualifies monetization.
There might be like an infinite. Imagine you can get it like.
Yeah,
it's like
an infinite money hack.
It was like back in the day when you like, well, I grew up like playing World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
Back in the day, there was people who would like run as much gold. They would get as much gold as they could. And then they would sell gold for actual in-world currency.
Uh-huh.
And there was a while when there was like Venezuela, when the economy crashed, that a singular gold was more expensive than a singular Venezuelan dollar. So like people literally just downloaded downloaded WoW and started running gold mines so they could support their families in Venezuela.
That's hype.
Isn't that crazy?
That's kind of sick. Imagine like clocking in to like your gold mine.
Time to go run. Yeah. It's like,
I like the idea that it's like a bunch of Venezuelans like at a bar and it's like, what's wrong with the gym? And he's like, just got out of the mines.
he hit need on one of the most expensive, one of the most expensive items in the game, and somebody else hit need.
God, brutal. I know.
So yeah, Danny did the, what?
Chill out.
I just, are we? You're like, you going what? Somewhere?
I think I'm recording in 4K.
God.
It's okay. Hold on.
No, it said one. It said an hour and 50 minutes when I hit record.
Okay.
It's now at an hour and 39 minutes.
Okay, sick. Then we're good.
Look at you.
I look at your what?
You got a bag of Twizzlers. You get stressed. All the sugar and candle is going to your brain.
I'm trying to help you help me help you.
I think we're being helped.
Yeah.
I think we look good. I think we sound good. Mm-hmm. You have your Twizzlers. I have my boba. Uh-huh. It's pretty much the most prepared we've ever been for a pod, period.
I know. I'm not. Can I admit to something?
Yeah.
I wonder if this has ever come across. I'd say at least.
You have twink energy?
Chill with your segues. Chill out real quick. Real quick, I just need you to chill out. You're hot, and I need you to cool off.
I'll reel it in.
Thank you. If the fish is caught, I need you to reel it in.
Okay, cool.
I'd say 45 to 60% of the time of this podcast, I am shaking with starvation.
you guys should see, like, he's like literally not kidding. Every time we finish the podcast, he's like, do you have snacks?
I'm like, snacky. Yeah, like, snacky, please. He's
like, literally just go downstairs while we're uploading everything and just raid my, because seriously, I don't give it. Like, we have so many snacks here. We're like a huge snack household. Like, we're big hosts. So like, I'm like, yeah, dude, like, get down there, like, eat whatever you want. And I'll just like walk downstairs and Danny will be like taking like full like haunches out of like a protein
like
bar.
A Tasmanian devil. You just see like packages like flying behind me.
Out, or he's like, I'm going to Burger King right now. And I'm like, all right, dude, go.
Dude, I wish if we were recording these on Wednesdays, because sometimes we do. Sometimes we record these Wednesday. I would be 200 pounds heavier because Burger King does double Whopper Wednesday. And on
you put down two Whoppers?
On the weeks, you save it sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes.
Nothing quite like a reheated Whopper to get you through your day. Sarah FaceTimes you, just covered in Whopper sauce. You're like, oh, I'm sorry. Just got this out of the microwave.
Listen, nothing makes you feel like a more healthy, secure, postgraduate person than waking up at 3 a.m. and just downing a frozen Whopper.
Just in the fridge.
Just washing down your one Whopper of the day with a second cold Whopper.
You know what could, you know, it would go really well with this Whopper? A fucking second Whopper, baby.
Yeah, baby.
God, we are a walking Burger King ad. It is absolutely insane when you start getting paid for these. Okay, I was going to do I had cold opening ideas.
Next week.
I want to talk about it briefly before we actually get into the anime. Because here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who don't watch anime, watching this podcast,
are you here?
There's nothing going on. Like, there's just nothing going on in anime right now. JJK isn't coming back until August 31st. Zom 100 got delayed. We're not watching Mushoku Tensei. We're not watching Eminence in Shadow. We're not watching Shield Hero.
No.
Three terrible isekai. No, thank you.
Hear Shield Hero's good.
It was. The first season was really good. And then the second season did what season 3 of The Witcher did, where they're like, hey, I know we've been gone for 2 years, but here's every person you should remember and like also like have fun figuring out their names and they're... It's just I don't know.
Just dumping.
Season 2 was just not good. I dropped like 4 episodes in. And like that was like the general consensus. It was everyone was just fucking bored with it. The only thing that came out this week was Bleach, and then a lot of manga actually did go kind of crazy, but a lot of manga this week took time off. At least Black Clover did, and we're gonna talk about that later because Black Clover might be done. Like Black Clover might be like,
what do you mean?
Like finito. Like there's like big like kind of scary things happening to Black Clover currently. But I just wanted to say my cold opening would have been, imagine not romancing Carlock. Like, okay, so me and Danny have been playing a lot of BG3, is what we like to call it in the community, Battlegrounds 3.
It's such a crazy, like...
Bro, I'm zooming right now. I feel so good.
You seem good.
Last week, I was, like, kind of low energy. This week, I'm fucking...
I agree. I feel good. We got our Twizzlers. We did a little walk. We did our walk.
Me and
to
Danny
Best
went
Buy.
On a Hot Boy walk with Wagyu to go to Best Buy. The guy who was checking us out was like, I know both of you.
Yeah, he knew us. That was crazy.
That was weird. And Danny was like, imagine knowing us and not giving us free shit. The security like looked over
security,
at us.
Security, like, yeah. You hear his gun unclip.
Yeah. He was like, please, no. It's only $100. We'll pay.
I kid. I joke. I get people fired.
He's a jocular fella. He's just a silly little guy.
We've been playing Baldur's Gate 3.
Baldur's Gate 3.
Separately. We haven't played together yet.
I know, which is unfortunate.
I know.
But Danny, you know, decided to romance Gale, who's a steamy little mage who just wants to numb up all your magical
items.
I didn't
decide dick.
Well, yeah. He decided for you, for fucking sure. Thing is, Gale has left our camp because one of us refused to give him a magical item, and he just fucking ran away. We're at camp one day, and he just fucking, like, packed up his shit and ran, and, like, Seraph, who I'm playing with, one of my mods, was just like, I didn't give him one of the magical items, and he just ran. So Gale, gone from my camp.
You gotta keep a close eye on that guy. He's sneaky.
I don't give a shit, because there's a 6'6", fiery-hearted tiefling who I want to destroy me.
She's hot.
You can't touch her. She's fire.
You wanna hear a secret?
You can.
Throw water on her. Cools her down, she gives you a kiss.
Nice!
Throw some water on her.
Listen, it's just like kind of like with Angel in Chainsaw Man. Because Angel, if you touch him, you know, you lose your life. People have calculated, like based off the amount of time that Aki touched Angel, that like you'd have about 16 minutes if you started at 20-ish until you died from, you know, touching him.
16 minutes?
More than enough.
Hot dog!
That's 2 to 3 rounds,
That's
baby.
That's so much time!
Listen, that angel pussy, I can hit it multiple times.
Dude, I'm finished, teeth brushed, hair brushed, in bed, asleep.
We're at dinner, I'm buying Italian. I'm mopping up for Angel.
I got time to spare.
The way I would deal with scorch marks for Karlach, like, I don't give a shit. I want to look like, listen, take every layer of skin, I'll lose it all. I don't give a shit.
Dude, Do you ever like? Never mind.
No. Charge into it.
This is such a high school.
We did a draft of animal women. Charge into it.
This is so douchey. This is such a high school and college thing.
Uh-huh.
If you're a douche, where like, do you ever like have a wild night? Like the first time I ever had like a wild hookup, where like my back was just a fucking cat.
Oh god, I hate
scratching
that.
Pose.
I hate it so much.
I love it. It's sick.
Pain and pleasure are not associated at all in my brain. The second I'm like, ow, what the fuck are you? Like, what are we doing?
Oh, I'm super into it.
Not at all.
I was like, when it first happened, I was like a freshman in college, and I like got back to my like triple my dorm, and I'd just be like, ah, like sit back in my chair, and then everyone's like doesn't notice me. I'm like,
yeah.
Oh,
hope
man.
I don't mark up this white t-shirt.
And they're like, shut up. And I'm like, yeah, so can you ever like get too injured from like a hot chick?
You guys ever just been like really pounding one of these broads?
So I was going to say, if you like came in this podcast and you're like, yeah, check out these scorch marks. Like, I would get aroused.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
I would deal with it for Karlach.
Yeah, for
absolutely.
Sure. She's hot.
She's so hot. But yeah, so you're off to Gale. So that would have been my cold opening. To move on forward to anime stuff, since nothing is going on in anime this week, I had a relative loss. Like, I was like, what do I do with my life? And what I decided to
you
do.
You bought a gun.
Yeah. Here we go. We're finally doing it, ladies and gentlemen. We made it.
When you said you're at a loss, I just imagined you in this room, like, lights off, just sitting for 3 days.
Yeah, just like,
until
when
Thursday.
Will the anime come back? With a whole of, like, immensity in my heart of, like, all things anime related. And I know Gear 5 is happening, but, like, I'm not one of those content creators who's like, oh, I'm going to go watch Gear 5. I'm on episode, I think, like, 7, 9. I switched to One Piece, by the way.
Right, and you are getting scorched.
We'll talk about that in a second. So, yeah, scorched. That's the theme of today's video. Yeah. I'm sweating, dude.
Bro,
it's so hot in here.
Sweating. This is not news.
Somebody commented something very weird, and they were like rude, and they were like, Nick looks shiny. And I'm like, yeah, because it's hot as shit in this office.
There's so many comments being like, why is Nick wet?
I don't know. Sweaty dude. Anyways, moving forward, what was I saying? Oh, so with the immensity of like the loss of like all animated things, I was like, I'm going to start a new anime. So I'm scrolling TikTok. And I get an edit, and it's not an edit that I've seen before, obviously, it was a new edit, but I've seen so many edits of this show called Blood Blockade Battlefront. It's the second anime made by the creator of Trigun. So
it's gorgeous, right?
So it's by Bones. Studio Bones does it. So it's okay. Let me give you a quick rundown on what blood blockade
is. I'm just going to look up what it looks like.
So it's literally, so New York accidentally, like New York gets caught up in this like old, like otherworldly, like two dimensions cross. Uh-huh. And basically New York gets like eaten by another dimension, which brings all of these aliens to New York. And like New York is surrounded by this like super dense fog. So you can't like really make it out of New York.
Yeah.
And like a couple of the people that like are in this organization called Libra have like blood abilities. So they can use like their blood to make weapons like beyond the boundary. And like Leonardo is the main character's name. And he has like accidentally get these eyes called like the eyes of God. Mm-hmm. And it's the best way I know to explain it. Well, one, like the sound design is very like Cowboy Bebop, like early 90s, because it's made by the same guy who does Trigun. So it's like, it's very eerily reminiscent of that style. And so is the art direction. Mm-hmm. Like the art direction is like a little bit darker, a little bit drearier, but it's Studio Bones. So it's not like hyper realistic, but it's still very pretty. It looks like it like looks in plays like, like Space Cowboy or Space Cowboy? Yeah, Space Cowboy. No, Cowboy
Space
Bebop.
Space Dandy?
Yeah. Well, I guess also Space Dandy, but Cowboy Bebop, you know, like Black Lagoon, like a lot of those like stylistic earlier animes. And so like the sound design is awesome. The characters are sick. And honestly, based off the one episode I've seen of What's that one that you that your fan base loves that Bungo Stray Dogs? It feels like Bungo Stray Dogs for the straights. Like it's literally like it's just like it's less Tumblrified Bungo because it's kind of like the same thing where it's like this organization is dealing with otherworldly problems and there's like an investigation aspect, but at the same time there's like big bloody battles and all those kinds of things, and it's just like. It's like if Bungo Stray Dogs got injected into the late 90s, early 2000s with the sound design and the art direction.
Right.
It's really fun. It's really fun. So, like, I'm dedicating kind of, just because this season, even at its peak, I only have 3 anime to watch.
Yeah.
And with Zom 100 on hiatus until the 13th, and then JJK not back until the end of the month, I'm just filling that time I would be watching with other seasonal anime with, like, episodes of new anime that I've missed.
When did Blood Blockade Battlefront come out?
2015. There's two seasons out. Apparently a third season is coming out.
For some reason, I am so much more interested in an anime if I know it's not done. You're sweating so much.
I'm sweating a lot. It's not anything horrific, but it is a good amount. Yeah.
I just noticed. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But
no, it's good.
Yeah. I'm so much more interested in an anime if I know it's not finished.
Yeah.
Like if it's like, that's why with Black Butler, I'm watching Black Butler right now.
And it was finished for a long time.
Yeah, and the new season's coming out, and so now I am more excited because I'm like, oh, I get to be a part of, like, the hype of this community, like, at its height.
Yeah.
I do love the idea of, like, not just being like, oh, damn, there's no anime anymore. I like the idea of, like, using this brief period of respite to watch older anime, especially because I know I bring this up all the time, and at this point I sound like a crazy like Vietnam vet.
Do you know Legoshi's voice actor?
Listen.
Is that not where we're going?
No, it's not. I'm going on about how I'm constantly acting like October of 2022 was like a war when there was like 8 anime coming out.
There was
Blue Lock, Bleach, My Hero, Chainsaw Man.
There was so much going on. There was also other anime that were going on that you weren't watching. I think there was also To Your Eternity was coming out then, and a bunch of other things. Yeah.
Tons. But I just like am still like this is since then it had felt like it was just wall-to-wall, huge anime. And then now this is the first time that it really feels like we're, like, plateauing and getting a time to, like, look back on the anime we missed.
Mm-hmm. No, it is nice because, like, I've seen edits of this anime for so long. And I've been like, this looks absolutely hype. But I was like, I don't know. I don't have time to get in it right now.
What music did they edit it to?
I have no idea.
Kind of edit? Like,
It was just like an anime edit of, like, cool. Like, it was like, it was kind of like different cuts. It was like a plucky guitar, and it was like fast cuts between like cool scenes in it. Because it's like this dystopian alter world version of New York.
Yeah.
And it's like really cool because of that. So like, it's like, that is the backdrop with a bunch of like blood based combat.
Right.
And then
like
the ensemble cast is really cool. Like the captain's a badass. Yeah. Like Leo's a cool character, but like he does all of it for like his sick sister. So it's like a very standard like plot line where he's like, oh, I moved to the big city to help my sick sister who like gave up her vision for him. Like, it's crazy.
I will choose what anime I will like allow TikTok to recommend me. Mm-hmm. Like when TikTok shows me an edit, I will choose whether or not I'm going to watch it based on the song it's edited to.
Gotcha.
So if there's an anime that works with this, like, one, I think it's 5 Seconds of Summer, it's a song called Teeth. Do you know that?
No.
There's so many anime that's like, fight so dirty but your love so sweet. You know?
Yeah, you're talking about, like, the anime trailer that they made where it's, like, the bunch of people, like, clicking their guns.
Yeah,
and but that's like not even, like, one anime. That's just, like...
Well, it's a bunch.
Okay.
But, okay, here's a better example of one anime. I have never been closer to watching Fate, either Zero or Stay Night or whatever it is.
Okay.
Except for when I saw this Mr. Boombastic edit of it. It's just, like... I love Mr. Boombastic.
Call me Mr. Boombastic.
It's like, yeah, but it's, like... It very, like, muffled. It's like,
call me Mr. Lover Lover.
And it's this, like, guy in, like, a tiger onesie. Do you know what I'm talking about?
He's a girl in a tiger onesie. I know what you're talking about. Yes,
girl in a tiger onesie.
She's from Fate. Oh, God, it's not Apocrypha. It's the new one. Yeah, it's got
in,
a
like,
ridiculous
a sandy,
name.
Like, area. Like, yeah. Looks like Alabasta. And they're, like, she's just walking, and then someone throws, like, a scythe attached to a chain at him, and it's like, call me Mr. Boombastic, and, like, dodges it, like, does some crazy shit, and I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, it's from the, one, you should watch that. Fate has an insane timeline, like, filled with, like, a ton of ups and downs.
I hear it's so tough to follow.
Just don't try. Most of them aren't canon. The only ones that are canon are Fate Zero, Fate Stay Night, Unlimited Blade, all of the Fate Zeros, all of the it's Fate Zero, Fate Unlimited Blade Works, Fate Stay Night, and I think that's actually it. And then everything else, there's this new one that came out where, like, the main character is this girl with a big old shield. Mm-hmm. I'm completely spacing what it's called because the title is asinine.
Yeah.
But that one's really good. It's the best Fate they've come out with in a long time. Netflix did one a couple of years ago, and it was like Fate, I don't know, the moon was a hologram, and they were like trying to recreate, it's awful,
oh,
it's
God.
Really bad. Netflix, like, once again, very much like filling out my point that Netflix ruins any anime it touches, like Fate is gold, it's such a good concept, and they destroyed it. So Fate Apocrypha, the new 2 seasons and the movies from the one with the shield girl that I'm spacing, and then Fate Stay Night, Unlimited Blade Works, and I don't know, something else.
Is Fate like the Genshin Impact or the...
Like the Hoyoverse?
Is it like the Hoyoverse slash like Fire Emblem of anime where the appeal is that there's 100,000 characters?
Sort of. So like every single season of Fate, like the concept is the same.
Does it have like 20 characters though? Like,
yeah. It's like every season, like the characters are somewhat the same. Like it's like, so with like Fate, some are different endings to the same universe. So like, Fate Stay Night and Fate Unlimited Blade Works are the same story, but because it's all based off of a video game originally, it's like based off the choices you would have made in that video game, you get different endings.
Mm.
It's
based off a video game?
So, yeah, oh my God. Yes. So, originally, Fate is based off like it's like a dating sim hentai video game.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's insane. Like, where you like romance Saber. Like, but like, depending on who you romanced, you would get different stories. So, the canon video games that are all, it's all based, the mangaka's name is something, but it's like the verse, the Nausicaa verse, something like that. So depending on who you would romance, you would get different stories. So like there's like Fate Zero, which is like the prequel to all of that. It's insane. It's absolutely insane.
I like getting you like in a tizzy. I feel like
Fate is the one thing I have an aggravatingly like just enough knowledge to talk about it, but not enough knowledge to understand it.
I feel like I'm like trying to distract you while some other people rob your house.
It's like pickpocketing me.
Well,
yeah.
I'm like, wait, Naruto ends up with Hinata?
Yeah.
But I thought he liked Sakura.
Sakura does admit her feelings for him, but it's fake. She's trying to get him back. Meanwhile,
like, go.
Someone's just like yanking my TV off the fucking wall. That would be, it's like when you're at a party and you're like all of your friends leave you and like, it's just you and one dude and you have to be like, you have to, like, pretend to be interested in whatever they're talking about. You're like, no way.
Yeah.
You can kickflip?
Yeah.
I tried to kickflip once. I couldn't get the board high enough.
So, wait, if you kick the ball into the net, it's a point?
But when they do it in football, it's 3 points.
Yeah. So, is that called getting a soccer? Or?
No. It's called getting equal pay for women in the FIFA World Cup. And they're like, No, I don't. Why do you know that, but not how a goal works?
That's what happened. Yeah. Every time they get, it's like, getting equal pay.
We did it. Megan Rapaport is doing it, ladies
every
and gentlemen.
Every time, we did it.
So that's actually, so now you know exactly how to distract me if you're ever trying to literally strip me naked. It's like in Skyrim when you could just like literally pickpocket people's clothes off of them. That was me. You put a bucket over their head. That was my favorite thing.
Such a menace.
Oh, it was great.
Tell the people what you and your Baldur's Gate crew do.
Oh, we murder everybody. We don't murder everybody. Listen.
I asked Nick if he encountered this one character, and he was like, oh, I don't know. And I was like, well, it's this one. I started describing them. I don't want to say it for spoilers. And he was like, you were like, oh, we probably killed him.
Probably
I was like,
killed
what?
Him.
And you were like, yeah, we kill everyone who's racist.
We literally, so we're a crew of three tieflings and a gnome.
Yeah.
So, you know, like easily discriminated upon. And because of that, every time somebody's like, oh, tieflings, like the spawn of the devil, we're like, we're burning this fucking place down. We're just ridding the world of racists one at a time. But the problem is, so we wiped out the entire goblin camp.
Yeah.
They're like, it was because you have to kill all the goblin, like upper, like head people for Halsin and the Grove and all of them to like kill these goblins. Otherwise, they're going to like invade Emerald Grove.
Yeah.
Fine. So we killed the entirety of the goblin camp, but then they're like, oh, also there's the Underdark. And it was like, there's a hole to the Underdark right there.
Yeah.
And guess what? More fucking evil people down there. But now they're deep gnomes and they're racist and they enslave other gnomes. So we killed all of them. But the problem is the deep gnomes also got placed there by a true soul named Nier on the other side of the Underdark. And he's surrounded by a bunch more deep gnomes. So we killed Nier and all the other deep gnomes. We cut his head off and we brought him back to the Mykonoids because the Mykonoids are just mushroom people and they saved one of the gnomes. So we've been helping them out. But basically, if you're racist or you have slaves, we kill you. We just murder you.
Wow, so brave.
Yeah.
So brave yet controversial.
Listen. And they say, I'm just doing my part, all right?
It's funny too because I almost like felt my privilege showing because I'm just a half elf. No one's really racist to me.
Oh, yeah.
And so you were like, yeah, we kill anyone who's racist. And I was like, are they racist? And you're like, wow, you
like
wouldn't
super
know.
Super chill. Yeah, like, listen, bro, my whole life, cops have been dope.
Yeah. Everyone's cool when you're a half elf.
Of
know
course,
you.
You're hot.
Yeah, you are. I've got three birds like flying their way from my ear to my eyebrow,
you
like
made
in
Dave,
tattoo.
You made
form.
Dave Navarro and Jared Leto's uglier son.
Yeah, I made Dave Navarro, C-list guitar player.
Exactly. Yeah, he's like, Alice in Chains, baby. But yeah, so it's definitely been Baldur's Gate has been like consuming the entirety of my time.
Awesome.
But yes, I've been filling my other time with Blood Black Blockade Battlefront, which we'll be getting a lot more updates on because there's 50 or so episodes and I'm at episode 4. So
wow. You're going to stick with it. You're enjoying it.
Yeah. So the problem right now is since I switched from One Piece to One Pace, I no longer have One Piece in English.
Right.
And One Piece only.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So what a switch.
I know.
What a sacrifice.
That's the thing. After 770 episodes with English voices, like hearing everybody speak in Japanese for the first time, like Luffy's voice it's close. Frankie sounds way different. Robin sounds adorable when she's like a 32-year-old like mass murderer.
Uh-huh.
Chopper's voice way better in Japanese. I have to give them that.
How do you feel about Frankie's? Doesn't he sound like Goku in Japanese? He's like really high pitched.
No, he's
yeah.
That's not high pitched. Well, the problem is he's Chris Sabat in fucking
right.
No, he's not Chris Sabat.
No, that's Zorro.
No, he's Patrick. Who's the guy who does? He's so. He does like Patrick Seitz. He's Patrick Seitz, the guy who does like the domination guy from Akame ga Kill. He does Dio, I think. He does Scorpion. He's like, get over here.
Oh, he's Scorpion.
He's Scorpion. Yeah, Frankie is Scorpion.
That's crazy.
Patrick Seitz, like iconic voice in English. So like he's good in both. Yeah. I prefer Patrick Seitz though, because he's fucking one of the greatest English voice actors of all time. But like, it's weird though, because now the young in English, the young characters kind of still sound like adults. Like all of the princesses in One Piece are 16, 15, but like they're voiced by like 30-year-old women being like, oh, come say, like it's like sound like adults. But like in Japanese, they're like, oh my God. like literally like it's like, oh, now I understand. That's a child.
Right.
So like hearing that stark difference is kind of crazy, but like the problem is when I'm doing like bench or like turning around doing like back rows and stuff like that, I don't want to pause it every time.
Yeah.
So I've switched to One Piece, which means I'm crushing One Piece faster than I ever did before.
Right.
But also I'm not really watching it when I'm doing workouts, only when I'm doing cardio. So I'm watching less One Piece, but I'm watching it at a faster pace.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But then doesn't that mean you haven't
I'm probably
made any progress at all.
I'm probably equaling out the amount of One Piece I'm watching, honestly, because I can watch it when I do shoulders and arms, because that doesn't require me to turn away from the TV. So only one workout of the week, chest and back, I just can't.
True, but I don't know if I could, like, do you go till failure or you a counter?
I go till failure, yeah.
Interesting. I do, like, you know, 10, three sets of 10.
Yeah, when you work out.
Typically, when I work out,
Yeah, big gym guy across the table from me.
I work out. We're, like, almost similar thickness, I'd say. Chill out.
Okay, you know what?
Almost, I would say.
Yes, absolutely, you're right.
We should do an arm wrestle.
I don't think we should.
I think we should.
I don't think we should.
I think we should.
Do you want to disclose the weight for everybody on your podcast?
My weight?
Your weight.
Irrelevant.
Yeah. Okay, I'm 170. Yep.
How are you 170?
I'm like, I oscillate between 160.
Okay, well, I don't have bones. I'm all muscle, bitch.
I forgot you were half bird.
No bones, baby.
No bones,
120
baby.
Pounds of raw muscle.
Like a shark. I'm all cartilage, baby.
When I work out, which I do, and I drink Serious Mass.
Yes. Yeah, Danny's been on a big, getting, like, all of his calories through liquids recently.
I've been on a big shitting brains out kick.
I've been big on just, like, not leaving the toilet. Yeah,
I'm in my black shit era right now. But when I work out...
The collective, like, veer into traffic that everybody listening just had. Like,
I do three sets of, like, 10, which you, like, if that becomes too easy, I just go up and wait.
Yeah.
But I couldn't... Where I'm getting with this is I couldn't, like, read and work out, I think.
Gotcha.
That's why, like, subtitles sounds like a nightmare to me.
Oh, it's not
because,
fun.
Because, one, I'm counting. And then even if I wasn't counting, if anything, yeah, that would help to go to a failure.
I just go until I'm like, okay, yep.
Which is good. But I feel like if I'm, like all of my blood is, like, rushing to my head as I exert myself, I don't want
to
fucking read this monologue
like
about
trying
how...
to read, like, Luffy, like, like, talk to a princess. And you're like, I have no idea what's happening.
Yeah, exactly.
But, like, when I'm doing, like, arms, I just, like, sit there.
So you're saying Blood Blockade is your new dub?
So, like,
anime?
When I'm like, I can't be reading right now, I just put Blood Blockade on. So I'm probably going to rip through it.
How's the dub?
It's pretty good. It's fine. I watched the Japanese for a little bit. It's better.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm not, like, I don't give a shit to the point where I'm like, this is unwatched. Like, I don't really care.
There's some anime that I just like Fire Force was almost like this. I got like 5 episodes in a Fire Force dub because I was like, this is a dub anime. Like, I want it to sound dumb. I want it to sound goofy. But then I got to a point where
I think
I
watch it in Japanese, yeah.
I was like, this is too not good. I gotta switch to Japanese.
It's like Chainsaw Man, JJK, and Fire Force. So, like, the 3 modern anime that I can't watch in dub.
Yeah.
But there's some modern anime I can't watch in sub. Black Clover, I cannot watch in sub.
Really?
I massively prefer Hunter x Hunter in dub. Massively.
Oh, that's hype. Yeah. When I'm done with Black Butler, I'm thinking I'm doing
Hisoka's voice actor is iconic. I mean, in both, but, like, he's better in English. Gon and Killua are both great in English.
Yeah.
Like, my favorite anime of all time, I would say Hunter x Hunter is the best dub of all time, but, like, One Piece gives it a very good run for its money. But Hunter x Hunter doesn't have Luffy in Gear 4.
Yeah.
Because like, that's the big thing, is everyone's like, Luffy and Gear 4 sounds stupid in English.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's just like, I think his voice actor in English is a woman.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, she's, like, trying to sound, like, inflated. It's weird. It's
weird.
It's not a great look. And, like, I just got to the point in the story where he actually starts using that, so I've switched at the perfect time.
I like Naruto's dub a lot.
Very good.
I really like Naruto's voice actress. She's
very talented. Sasuke, obviously,
Sasuke's great.
Voiced by the incredibly talented, I'm totally spacing his name right now. He's super, super famous, though. The guy does Sasuke.
Yeah.
He did, Yuri Lowenthal. He does Spider-Man and he does Sasuke. Yuri Lowenthal, who we might have on the podcast at some point, which would be awkward.
No,
like, I was like, I hate your character
well,
so much.
Well, that will be tough.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'll be like, you'll be like, I hate your character. So this
because of his voice.
Well, this came about because our friend Jose, who's been on the pod, sent us a picture of him and Yuri Lowenthal at Comic-Con. And he was like, yo, we kind of became friends. How would you feel about him being on the pod in the future? And we're like, that'd be dope. And in the photo, Yuri is doing the confirmation hand sign. Mm-hmm. But he doesn't have one hand above the other. They're like this. Like, they're matching together.
Yeah.
And I had to, like, reel in all of my most obnoxious traits to not be like, oh, hey, dumbass.
Hey, loser.
Hey, tell that dick face he's doing the hand
that's
wrong.
That's the thing, though, is, like, a lot of voice actors don't watch the things they're in. Like, that's,
how could
like,
you have time?
That's
you
such, yeah, exactly. They're very busy. But it's, yeah, like, it's like the guy who does Byaki Akuchi in Bleach. Insane name.
Byaki
Akuchi.
Oh, God.
Why does that keep happening? The guy who does Byaki Akuchi, like, he, I went to a panel last year for Anime Expo or something, or Comic-Con, and he was like, oh, yeah, Byakuya. And the entire crowd was like, oh.
Yeah, my character Bakugan.
Yeah, and it was like, everyone was like, like, you could literally hear everyone be like, he voices him, just let him have it, let him have it. And it was like even I, who, like, am like, fuck off with the pronunciations, it's Japanese, you'll get over it. No. Like, even I was like, it was legitimately a tough watch. But outside of that, I also have, so since we're talking about One Piece and One Piece, we touched on this briefly before. People are upset with Nick.
What a shitty thing to be upset about.
I made it
who
very
cares?
Clear that I was switching. I was like, guys, I'm switching to, it's going to be in Japanese now because I'm going from One Piece to One Piece. And for those of you who don't know, we've covered it before, but we'll do it briefly now. One Piece is a fan, not even a remaking, just like a fan adjustment of One Piece. Because, guys, this is a little crowd work here. If there was one problem with the One Piece anime, what would you guys say it was? I think everybody knows the answer here.
Me?
Sure, why not? I mean, you're the only crowd I have in this room.
Boob!
Boob! We always come back to him somehow.
The pacing.
Pacing, exactly. Like, everybody, like, is like, the pacing of One Piece is bad.
Yeah.
And objectively, they're right. Dressrosa is three times longer than it should be. Thriller Bark, longer than it should be. Like, Marineford, one of the greatest arcs of all time, way longer than it should be. Mm-hmm. So, like, One Piece literally just takes One Piece and adapts it in a manga adaptation, like, panel for panel, basically. Like, it speeds it up. So to give you perspective on, like, because I didn't know. I knew, like, what One Piece did, but now I, like, actually see what One Piece does. One Piece literally, I was on episode 777.
Mm-hmm.
Zoe ends on 779. Mm-hmm. Three episodes until the end of Zoe. One Piece took what would have been 60 minutes of content, put it in 20.
Yeah.
20 minutes.
Yeah.
Didn't cut. And the thing is, people are like, oh, it cuts whole fights. It cuts filler fights. Mm. So, like, that's the thing. It's like, the One Piece fandom is so weird about, I'm not even touching anything. The One Piece fandom is so weird about filler. Because, like, the thing is, like, oh, man, there's additional fights added to the anime. You're describing filler.
Yeah.
Like, that's literally what it is. Like, in the war arc, like, did we see, like, sure, there was, like, new fights added. And it was like, oh, we didn't get to see, like, I don't know. It's like Hanzo versus Mifune in the manga. We might have. But, like, that's, like, was something that could be considered a filler fight. Yeah. And they're like, oh, they cut entire fights. Yeah, because they didn't happen in the manga.
Yeah.
It's just the most anime, it's the most manga-centric telling of One Piece ever.
Yeah.
Like, how could you not want that?
It's weird that it's like, yeah, I feel like a fight just existing isn't enough. Like, you need it to have, like, the context and, like, stakes behind it. But if it's just, like, Luffy fighting a big group of goons, what, like, why are we doing
this? That's the thing. These filler fights have no context in the actual manga. It's, like, two characters that, like, were, like, a good example of a filler fight that's cool is Shinji in this new season of Thousand Year Blood War has a battle against, like, 20 Stern Raiders, and we get to see his Bankai. But we never see Shinji's Bankai in the manga, but we see it in the light novels that were released afterwards.
Oh, then that's cool.
Yeah. So it was, like, a kind of, like, in a, like, it was kind of, like, Tite Kubo being like, here's this thing that you guys never got to see that everybody loves, and we're going to add that in because Shinji is technically away during all of these manga fights and he shows up after. Mm-hmm. So it's context added. There's no context added with these anime fights. It's just like, oh, Zoro wasn't in this fight in the manga, so let's go make him fight some, like, absolutely nobody somewhere else, and then, like, he just shows up later. Right. That's a filler fight.
Yeah.
And so people are, like, upset with me. They're being, oh, like, you're not even, like, your opinions and, like, talking points aren't even valid anymore. Yeah. You're not even watching One Piece. And I'm like, objectively, I am.
Yeah.
And it's like, to me, it's like, you know how some people are like, oh, I don't want college debt forgiveness. I already paid. People are like, other people go, I paid off my college debt. Why would it be unfair if we did it now?
I had to pay and other people get a better life.
Yeah, and it's like, okay, human empathy. I forgot. Like, that's not an emotion that you're capable of. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I get that you went through, like, filler pacer, not filler, but pacing hell.
Yeah.
And like, it feels so similar to that. People being like, oh, but the 500 still fames, it's part of the journey.
Yeah.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
It is this weird sense of like shared trauma. That's where it's like, we all had to grind our way to gear five. Yeah. Like, yeah, that's so strange. Cause I forget what clip it is. I know people will be mad about me like bringing up this specific clip, but what's the one where it's like, it's two people, like, a punch is clashing.
Yeah, it's in Wano.
It's like a punch clashing, and it's all reaction shots.
Yeah.
For truly 50 seconds.
It's 90 seconds. It's
I was being dramatic, yeah. I thought. Yeah.
It's a minute and 28 seconds of Luffy and this, like, sumo guy clashing their hands. And in one pace, it's, like, 15. Because it's two manga panels in, like, in the manga. So they're like, what would match the pacing of this? And it's like, Luffy and him have a little struggle. There's, like, one crowd reaction that happens in the manga, and then they move on. Yeah. And, like that's probably a more dramatic scenario. Right. But, like, Wano's pacing is also... Wano's almost 200 episodes.
Yeah.
It's like...
That's
it's
so much.
It's a lot of chapters.
That's a whole series for some shows.
Yeah. It's... Wano is longer than Hunter x Hunter.
Yeah.
Like, it's insane. And the thing is, Wano is... I think it's from, like... Chapter 8, like, it's like 860 to, it's like less than 200 chapters, I think, which means the pacing of Wano is probably around one chapter an episode. That's 15 pages.
That's so slow.
That's like JJK, for perspective, does anywhere between 3 and 6 an episode.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
It's weird because, like, I feel like a lot of One Piece fans like that One Piece has this reputation of being so long.
Yeah.
But I think there's like a misconception that like one, like the cool thing about One Piece is that it's so long. Like that's not what's cool about One Piece.
No.
What's cool is that there are so many arcs that are good.
Yeah.
Like it's so long and good is what's impressive.
Yeah.
Like anything could just go on forever.
Absolutely.
But if it just dropped, like Naruto.
Doraemon has gone for like 5,000 episodes.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean you're watching it.
Yeah, exactly. Like Detective Conan.
Yep.
Billion episodes. But what's impressive about One Piece is that like, it's still engaging. But if you fuck up the pacing, then no, it isn't.
Yeah,
you
exactly. Know? Like, the reason I was able to watch it and love it as much as I do is because I'm working out while I'm watching
it.
So I'm like doing
it's like a half a background show.
Literally.
Yeah.
Like it's a podcast. And I understand that I can look away for 5 minutes and nothing's going to happen. Now, honestly, switching to One Piece, it's kind of fucked me up. Because I'll watch, because the way it works is that it's half hour episodes. So they take two episodes and they condense those two episodes into anywhere between like 28 to 33 minutes. So what would have been 40 minutes is now a third, a fourth shorter.
Yeah.
And so now the pacing is like, so it's like modern day breakneck. Every single time I put down my phone to do a set, I'm like, fuck, another, like this is another thing I need to be reacting to.
Yeah.
So I'm putting out way more videos.
Right.
But like, it's absolutely insane. The
do
level of change.
Do you notice any like quality drop or like any are you like, oh, that's something,
it still feels like I'm watching One Piece because I am, but like it now feels like I'm watching like a modern cut of One Piece where it's like, oh my god, like stuff's happening and it's happening quick,
right?
And the thing is, I have this thing, I have a, you know, and I wasn't the one to put you on to this, but there's an app out there called Streamio, Streem.io.
Oh my god, the app
completely legal, but it's it's a torrenting app.
Right,
it's like a way
to
like gather all your torrents. So there's a magnet link for One Piece.
Right.
So I just click these magnet links and it just generates all of them into my players. So I just have to like click, 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 and I get to watch all of One Piece condensed into a perfect little thing. But every half hour I have to get off my bike or put down my weights and change episodes, but that's it.
How is it that they have not been sued into oblivion?
That's the thing, is like, they're like, there's legal ways to like, you can like click your Netflix into it, but it's like, okay, sure, you got Pirate Bay, but that's just us.
No, I mean the like people making it. You know what I mean?
That's a but
how long do you think it's going to take before it becomes too popular?
It's been around forever. Not forever, but it's been around for a good amount of time. And like, my thing is, if you're One Piece, right? If you're Kodansha, if you're Toei, Why sue? Like, oh, people are watching the anime? Like, I guess it's about, like, oh, we're not...
If they want to come out with One Piece
Crunchyroll or, like, Toei would be the people who would be like, okay, like, it's an illegal stream, technically.
Yeah.
You're watching One Piece without paying, which is another thing, like, completely free.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, support mangakas, but, like, you know what? I think Oda's okay. Yeah. You know, like, I think the Oda right. and Oda's animators are doing fine.
Right.
But, like, that's the only thing. Like, put One Piece on Crunchyroll.
Yeah.
Like, that's, like, my thing would be, like, I would lean into it. I'd be like, hell yeah, let's buy the rights to this. Let's stream it on Crunchyroll. You know how many people would click into that if it was, like, officially supported by Crunchyroll or Funimation or something
For sure. You'd get so many new, like, watchers.
It would be actually huge. That's the thing. It was like Dragon Ball Kai coming out, being like, I know you heard the pacing was bad of Dragon Ball Z, but, like, now we have this secondary option.
Yeah. Well, that's why I think, like, if One Piece were to come after it, it'd be, like, in case they want to make a One Piece Kai.
Yeah.
Because they could get sued if they make, like, you know, quote-unquote One Piece Kai, and the edits are, like, in similar spots to One Piece. Like, One Piece... Well, I guess they couldn't, because One Piece isn't, like... Well, no, so there's this thing. Maybe they could, because there's this thing where, like, if you go and meet, like, you know, like, Christopher Nolan or some, like, director or writer, and you're like...
I'll call him up right now.
Call him up right now. Yeah, I'll ask him.
I loved the Barbie movie.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah. Fuck.
God,
fuck.
God damn it. It was like one phone call.
Then he cracks his phone in half.
He's like, that's it. It's all I'm taking this year.
But if you go up to him and you meet him, and you're like, hey... I have this script. It would mean the world to me if you looked it over, just like gave me some notes or just like told me whether or not you liked it.
Mm-hmm.
They legally should not do it. Like every writer or director will tell you this because if they look over your script and then like, and they're like, yeah, thanks, blah, 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 I read it, blah, blah. Or even if they don't tell you you read it, if you just send it to them and somehow you know it got there.
Yeah.
And then in 10 years, Christopher Nolan makes a movie with ideas that are similar to your script, you can sue him.
That's crazy.
So that's why I wonder, because it's not like you have copyright to that script, but like that's why I wonder, like, they don't have copyright to One Piece. Maybe they could sue if like One Piece Kai comes out and it's like,
I mean, I think all you really need to do is like make your servers in Russia and then it's like, have fun fucking fine. It's like, it's the reason that Kiss Anime and, you know, GoGo Anime and all those places have existed forever. Yeah. It's like, have fun tracking me in Taiwan, you know,
it's like
put your servers in Mongolia and like, oh no, you didn't find me. Like, God, I'm okay.
You're such a criminal. I don't even know what you're talking about. Kiss Anime, animeheaven.ru. I haven't heard of any of these.
Hentai Haven.
Yeah.
H Anime Top TV.
Go Anime 123? Yeah. Like, what is this?
I only ever used Crunchyroll in Funimation.
Yeah.
The two of the ones I listed were
him. And VHS.
Here's my thing. If I could completely derail this entire conversation.
Yeah, please. It's been going on for
quite some
time.
Where do you legally watch hentai?
Where do I legally watch hentai?
Okay, here's my thing. Here's my thing, right? So, like, obviously there's hentai websites out there.
Sure.
But, like, where do you get it? Like, okay, like anime.tv. I was told by a friend that's one of the places you could find it.
Okay.
What? Where? There's no Crunchyroll for hentai. Like, do you have to buy it?
Kind of. There's some anime that just might as well be hentai.
Of course, there's some, but like, there's no place, like, do I have to go to individual websites? Do I have to buy the DVDs? Like, where does one acquire legal hentai?
I don't know.
There's no subscription service for hentai.
To be completely honest, I, like, have never watched hentai. I don't like it at all.
Yeah, me too. Totally.
Wink.
That's this guy. Yup.
I don't like it at all. It's like strange to me.
Fucking love hentai. Huge hentai guy. Absolutely. I'll wear that on my chest. I don't give a shit.
It just like doesn't do anything for me to know that it's like, if there's a woman even involved, like if it's voice acted, then.
Oh, you just start thinking about the booth. You're
well,
in
yeah,
there,
like,
you're
they're
in the
just
booth
in a booth. Like, no one's actually enjoying anything. Like, no one's having sex.
Oh, because you think porn stars are like, wow, this is incredible?
No.
It's a day of work?
But there's more... I can pretend more.
They don't love each other in porn, Danny.
No, but they kiss, Nick. Nick, they kiss.
Yo, shit, you're right. They do kiss. I hadn't thought about
dummy.
That. Oh,
they
my
kiss.
God.
Sometimes they hold hands.
When do they hold hands? You got to send me some. I don't know. I've never seen them hold hands.
I want some hot shit, my dude.
Just 25 uninterrupted minutes of hand holding.
Listen, I hop right onto Pornzog and I go, people kiss and then hold hands.
Yeah, and then they tell their children they love them.
Yeah.
Kiss their kids goodnight. Yeah. Okay, that's what I'm watching today, ladies and gentlemen. Can't believe this is such a crazy evolution in your character arc.
What? That I don't like hentai?
That's wild to me.
I just don't like, it's too, like...
Grow up on it.
It's too, performative. It's like, because I also don't like porn that like feels fake, you know?
This is wild.
What?
This is the more fake the porn, the better. I listen, it's so weird. Lean into it. Who gives a shit?
It's just like, I don't know. I'm not like,
listen, when I found Overwatch.
Oh, yeah.
I knew all the characters in Overwatch before I ever played Overwatch.
Wow.
I knew every single one of them. Wow. I was like, oh my God, that's Widowmaker. I know I know her pretty well.
I love that. That's Widowmaker.
Yeah. I actually never usually read the entirety of the title. Yeah. Never.
Wow, that's Widow gets slammed.
That's Reinhardt. He's well endowed. Okay. Yeah. You're nice. Reinhardt.
Look at you.
Yeah. Try my hardest here. I do the puns on this podcast. But yeah, so now that we've talked entirely about hentai, how do we feel about death baiting?
Oh, where like fake out deaths?
Yeah.
Hate it.
Really?
Hate it.
So okay.
That's One Piece's biggest flaw to me.
Well, the problem is it's not only One Piece's problem, but like One Piece definitely does do it. Like Luffy.
Demon Slayer pisses me off with it too. And I love Demon Slayer.
Okay, here's my thing though. Yeah. So you don't like death baiting. No, I don't think anybody likes death baiting. But as a community, would we rather that the characters die?
Yeah.
Like if it's like, oh my God, Luffy's covered in poison. Would you just rather he kicks the bucket?
No. Well, it's like, I'm not like with Luffy.
Yeah. Not the main character.
Yeah.
Bad example.
Exactly. It's like, obviously they need to get to like the brink or whatever. But like Oda, what annoys me about Oda is every arc, I will get a panel because I read it. I will get a panel of like Usopp with like his nose broken.
Yeah.
His eyes are like white and he's all like just fucked up.
Just destroyed. Yeah.
Usopp has no teeth anymore.
Usopp
canonically
gets really fucked up in the beginning of One Piece. Towards the end, he's completely fine.
Oh, really?
But like in the early days of One Piece, they just kick the shit out of Usopp.
He gets unbelievably fucked up and Oda just goes too far with it. And Bungo Stray Dogs does too, actually. Not that
the
you can relate.
The entire first episode of season 5 was like, ha ha, nobody died.
Well, like, yeah, like Oda goes too hard in the sense that it's like people are getting like reamed, like should be dead, like Gojo episode 3 of Jujutsu Kaisen season 2.
Oh, yeah.
Like where he gets cut in half. They get too fucked up to the point where I'm like, I almost don't feel anything. Like it's not crazy now that Usopp's teeth are in his eyeballs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Every time you see them get on the brink of death, you're like, all right, fine. He's coming back. Yeah.
Yeah. And so then, but again, I don't need Usopp to die necessarily.
Yeah.
I do think though, in instances where they do a true like death bait, like with a Inosuke and Demon Slayer,
when he just moves his organs and shit like that.
Yeah. When he moves his organs and all that. I love Inosuke. Him not being in season 3, really, like I felt it. It sucked. Yeah. However, if you're going to commit to like, same with Nezuko, you're going to commit to death baiting me, I would prefer they die.
Really?
I was so hyped when I thought Nezuko was going to die because I was like,
what a crazy twist.
What a crazy turn.
What an absolute late game dick punch.
Like Nezuko dying would be great because she is Tanjiro's entire motivation.
Yeah.
And so it's like with a fake out death, nothing changes. Like they die, you get shocked for a second, and then everything returns to the status quo. Most of the time, nobody learns anything.
Yeah.
If it's a good show, they will, but a lot of times they don't. Whereas like,
well, I think Nezuko's actually a bad example of that.
Oh,
because
really?
Nezuko, like her death.
Oh, she becomes.
Makes her the like subject powers. Of admiration for Muzan. So like it pushes like her fake. But I think Inosuke is a really good example of that. Cause it's like, he died. It was like, oh no, he moved his organs. It's plot armor is like another way to talk about
it. Yeah. It's plot armor and just means nothing. Like, cause then he comes back and then it's like, oh, well, silly adventure.
Yeah.
But if he died, now it's like, oh shit, like, how does Tanjiro take this? Maybe this makes Zenitsu braver because he's like, I can't be a cowardly bitch. Like, Inosuke died protecting us. Like, deaths change so much. Like, Full Metal Alchemist, Mei's and Nina's death reverberate all throughout
people
the show.
People still talk about it to this day.
Yeah, it's like, so I'm on episode 30 and Ed is still like, thinking about how fucked up it is.
Never
and it's
goes
still
away.
Changing him.
And the, the last episode of Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood, he's like, I'm just a boy who couldn't save a little girl. Like, damn. That's the, like, saves the, like, saves the world. And he's like, it's like, don't give me praise. Like, I lost Nina Tucker.
Yeah.
And it, like, sticks with him.
Yeah, that's great. Why'd you bring up death baiting?
Okay, so, well, one, Oda has announced, like, Oda has addressed this because everyone's like, stop death baiting us.
They're
like,
sick of it.
Like, he's absolutely addressed it. Yeah. And he's basically just been like, listen, at the end of every arc, there's a big old party.
It's a party.
We can't have a party if anyone's dead. That's stood bar for bar what he said.
I know. Shut up.
Yeah.
What are you it's talking
like, you can. Like, it would be a little sadder party, but like, we'll be fine.
Can we skip a party in arc?
Like, no, it's like yeah, drastically important.
Every arc
important.
Needs a party.
Like, it's drastically important.
What a weirdo.
I cannot. I'm so addicted. I'm so addicted to moving it. It's absolutely. I don't
the
know.
The desk keeps rising and falling for audio
there's
only.
There's a
listeners.
Lock button. I'm stupid.
Well, he has such. Weird, and he's an incredible mangaka.
Yeah.
Love One Piece. Mm-hmm. My only flaw with it is the death baiting.
Yeah.
He is so strange with his like ideals in terms of like, he's like, one, he's horny as hell, but that's has nothing to do with it.
He loves drawing big old boobies.
But he's like, Luffy doesn't kill, he just like destroys their dreams. Mm-hmm. And like, dreams mean everything. And there's either a theory or he said it where he's like, the more attractive a character is in One Piece, the more like passionately they have chased their dreams. So like Kobe.
Yeah.
Thank
Kobe.
You.
Uh-huh.
Kobe starts off ugly and then he has a glow up because
he finds what he wants to do.
He has passion. And like, same with like some other characters, I believe, but like, and like Usopp has a crazy glow up.
He does, actually. You're right. He gets hot. He gets hot. He's like, after the time skip, he gets like ripped.
Huge glow up. And like, I think Oda has said that where he's like, I will make care. Like, Don Flamingo is really attractive.
Doflamingo
is really attractive because he like is the like most passionate towards his like goal out of like that group
of just destroying the world.
Yeah, exactly. And so it's like Oda has these weird ideals that he like that. And that he's like, every arc needs to end in a party. It has to.
Literally.
And it's like, why? What? Who's telling you this?
It's just the way it works. Every single thing, like Zoro gets drunk. Yeah. Luffy eats a bunch of meat. Yeah. Like, everybody sings. Luffy sticks chopsticks in his nose. I burped mid-sentence. It was bad. And then, like, everyone has fun. And so he's like, I don't want to kill everybody. But the reason I'm bringing it up is because there's some controversy currently around Black Clover. The manga, specifically. And Black Clover...
Spoilers.
I'm gonna try to avoid them the best I can.
You can spoil to me. I don't care. Just, if you're gonna spoil, just let people know is all I'm saying.
So in chapter 367, basically Black Clover is just as bad, if not worse, at death baiting than One Piece. It's bad.
Yeah.
Like, it's like people will like literally like, so Ghosh is like this character who can use like mirror abilities. And there's a point where he just gets fucking run through, like run through with a sword. And multiple times, whenever somebody's on the brink of dying, somebody else just awakens like, oh, my magic can heal people. Like, that's a thing. Like, they just realize and like, oh, my magic can heal people and you're safe now. Right. So like Ghosh gets like fucking run through one of these. And like Charmy, who's like usually a mage who can only like make magical food, realizes that she can save his life.
Right.
And then like Sekirei, who has like sealing magic, like a bunch of people get fucked up and she's like, oh, I can use my sealing magic to seal off wounds and saves all their lives. And then these people are like, every like all of the captains at the end of the Dark Triad arc are like supposed to die. And then like somebody kicks in the door and is like, no, I'm gonna save all. Like, Mimosa is this like character who has like flower magic that can heal everybody.
I know Mimosa.
Yeah. And every single time that like anybody's ever in danger, Mimosa just shows up and saves everybody from the brink of death. Nobody dies.
Right.
Like, even the bad guys in Black Clover, unless they're devils, don't die.
Right.
Like, they just like, they get like purified and they get saved and then they come to help later. Like, Leet, who was like the bad guy of like the earlier arcs, just like comes back and helps now. So like chapter 367 had a really crazy death bait. And then on top of that had like a kind of insane out of nowhere power up.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, those are the two things that people have beef with Black Clover, is like kind of unjustified power ups and then like insane death baits.
Right.
And those both happening in one chapter. The community is up in arms.
Oh,
like, it's like people are like, so Yuki Tabata is the mangaka, and people are like calling for like a magazine overhaul, to be like, I need somebody else to finish the story. Like they're getting so out of pocket.
Wow.
Like, people are just like, because like, well, the problem is right now is the mangaka is healthy, but his family is going through some problems. So like, he's kind of been like dancing with the idea of doing a hiatus.
Yeah.
And recently Recently the manga went on a bit of like a delay, and everyone was like, okay, this is the delay. This is the indefinite hiatus. Like, he's stepping away from the manga. Yeah. Like, we need to like, or like, it's like, maybe they're going to switch magazines, stuff like that. And apparently it was just because there was a festival going on in Japan, and it's coming back like August 20th, I think. Okay. So like, that's fine. But Shonen Jump updated their banner. They have a, like a part of their website that's current series.
Right.
So like, obviously on the Shonen Jump app, you can get anything. Yeah. You can read old manga, new manga, like stuff that's coming out. And so on their banner, it's all of the main characters from all of their current series.
Except.
And they had a hidden banner, like one that they made that they're going to like put up later. Asta's not in it.
Wow.
Yeah. And the thing is, it's not like, oh my God, we forgot to add Asta. Like other characters, like Yuji is edited to fill the space that Asta was once in.
Whoa.
So people are coming to three conclusions. One, Black Clover's going monthly, which would mean it would go from Shonen Jump to V Jump, where Boruto and Dragon Ball Super are.
Gotcha.
Two, it's switching magazines entirely. It's going to like weekly Young Jump or Kodansha. Or three, Black Clover is going to be forced to finish before the end of the year, which means that Yuki Tabata has 18 chapters max to finish the story.
Wow.
Which would be like the Bleach treatment, because the problem with Bleach is that they had to finish the manga. Like, they were like, all right, we're not making as much money as we used to. This needs to end now. So Chichikoba didn't get to do anything he wanted to do in the end.
Right.
So like, that's why they're kind of like doing new things in the anime right now, because like they're giving him the moment to like flesh out. So like, Black Clover is in this weird like, like there's a new chapter coming out on the 20th, but like, why does that new current series thing not have Asta?
That's so crazy.
Yeah.
Wow. The conspiracies.
Dude. So like, people are like, I think like either like Shonen Jump is like put, like that's why these like death bait things are happening and power up things are happening. Cause like Yuki Tabata has like 4 months to finish the manga.
That's so weird. I could have sworn people loved where Black Clover was at right now in the manga.
They do. Like, I love it. Like, so like, for reference, I loved chapter 367. Yeah. And if you look
But it's just these tropes.
Well, the thing is, if you look at what's happened, like objectively on a deeper sense, like of the last couple of chapters, the power up makes sense. Also, there's a track record for the person who saved everybody, saving people using healing magic.
Right.
So like, and like that person like used up their entire life force to heal everybody. So like, everything that happened made sense within the confines of the anime, but the problem is, it just like two big things happen in one chapter, and like people like who weren't necessarily paying as much attention as possible were like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, because it was like objectively a crazy chapter.
Yeah. Well, those are also just annoying twists.
Yeah.
Like out of nowhere power ups, and like, which you're saying are not out of nowhere, but in of here.
Yeah. Yeah.
And death baiting.
That's the opposite. Yeah.
Which always sucks.
Well, the thing is, but like with one character, it makes sense.
Yeah.
But, and I understand, I also hate death baiting, and I would also probably rather have the people die. But the thing is, like, it's so weird because it was everybody.
Yeah.
It's like if Black Clover killed people that had death baited, it would just be Asta left. And even Asta wouldn't be around. Like, Asta's been death baited. So it's like every single character has been like, oh, this is it. And then, and then, you know, a magical whip grabs them by the waist and they're fine. So like, it's kind of like a damned if you do, damned if you don't, because there'd be nobody left.
Right.
So that's why I'm like, how do we feel?
Well, but it's also like, no, because that's as if, just don't put them in that situation.
That's my thing.
You know
exactly,
what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, don't, if you don't want to death bait Inosuke, and I'll just use Inosuke because that's, I know that one.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't want to death bait with Inosuke, but you don't want to kill him, just don't have him get stabbed through the fucking mouth.
Exactly.
Like, just have him get fucked up a little. Like, that episode still is good with him getting fucked up. It's not like, I think it's wrong to assume that you need these like, oh my God, he's dead moments to think that it's good.
Because that's the thing, in the moment, you're like, oh, it's like better for the moment.
Yeah.
But then it takes the seriousness out of the arc as a whole.
Yeah.
I think death baiting is cool as it's happening.
Yeah. Then
but
after.
Then when they get saved, you're like, fuck this arc. You know?
Exactly.
It's like even if the arc is still good, you're like, the high that I got from believing that they might die and the seriousness of that moment is immediately diminished and almost like brought to like a trough instead of a peak.
Yeah.
Because the fact like you saved them and how you did it.
Right.
So like, I would also much rather not have it. But yeah, that's everything with death baiting. Little question for you though.
Yeah.
Do you know that there's a Zom 100 live action movie and it's ahead of the anime?
Like it's out?
Out.
Whoa.
On Netflix.
What?
Already? It's like an hour and a half long. It makes it to the shark. Yeah.
That's crazy.
I feel like we watch it.
I also feel that way.
I feel like we watch it. And then we report back on it.
That's crazy.
I feel like this week, like we do that. It's an hour and a half.
Yeah.
This happens very frequently in Japan. Like live action movies, like of anime get made all like manga usually get made in Japan. If like they hear an anime is going to get made, like they just make it.
That's
like
that's
how
weird.
Like the Full Metal Alchemist brother, like Rurouni Kenshin, like all of these got made.
Well, Full Metal Alchemist came out like years after Brotherhood.
Oh though. Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's what's weird is not that there's a Zomb 100 movie, but that they are going. Like, was the manga popular?
Yeah.
I never heard of this fucking thing until, like, Anime Expo. Like, they're going all in on Zom 100. They had the shark, like, the big shark statue at AX. Yeah. Like, it's just weird. Like, you would think it's Chainsaw Man.
It did kind of come out of nowhere.
Well, yeah, with how, like, all in they've been.
I think it's because of the season. I think because the season is so isekai heavy. Yeah. And there was like, okay, here's something that's like fun. Like the art direction is cool. Like it's popular in Japan. But there, it's kind of, I guess the best example would be there's also a Tokyo Revengers movie.
Yeah.
That you probably never, like I just saw it on an airplane once on my way to Japan. And I was
it's out.
It's live action, out.
That's great.
Are they ever good?
No. These live action
movies? No, they're always
movies?
Really bad.
Man.
They're like low budget. Yeah. Like just like look awful. Yeah. Like, but like if you're a big fan of the manga, you watch it.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's like a simpler concept because it's just a zombie movie.
Yeah.
And it's made by the same people who do Alice in Borderland, I think.
Which is good, maybe?
It's similar. I think Alice in Borderland. No, that's not a zombie one, is it?
I think.
They're like in a video game, right?
I think it's a zombie. I don't know. I have no idea.
Okay, but like, so I think we watch it and report back onto it.
Yeah, I'm down.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
But also, you do have homework this week.
Mm.
So I won our draft last week because of course I did because I'm nice like that.
That's whack. That's absurd
what
that you
mean?
Won. That's insane that you won.
I had United States of Smash.
Uh-huh.
I had the Celestial Dragon Punch.
I think it's whack.
Those two alone.
I think it's whack that it wasn't most painful punch and it was like hardest punch.
What? I feel like those are one in the same thing.
They're not one in the same. United States Smash doesn't hurt. Dead instantly. What was the other one you said?
United, he was not dead. One for all absolutely walks away from that.
But like,
all for one walks away from that.
But you can't like gauge how much it hurt because he's this fucking sea cucumber.
What do you mean I can't gauge
how
much
he's a sea cucumber with no eyes. How can you tell how much that hurt that man?
I haven't got the 6D television where I get to feel what the anime characters are going through.
That's like when I was doing my most painful punches series, people were like, do the one where Goku punches Krillin through a bunch of rocks. And it's like, I don't know how much getting punched through a bunch of rocks hurts.
It doesn't fucking tickle.
It might though.
Have you ever fallen on concrete?
No.
What?
I don't think I
You've
have.
Never fallen over on a road?
I'm pretty sturdy.
You've never like fell off a bike or like you've been skateboarding, you hit a rock.
No.
I'd never
be caught outside like that.
That's just a baffling level of difference
like
in our childhood. Okay, regardless.
It's like when it's so whereas you take the one from like Naruto where Sasuke does an I threw it up face. That is relatable pain.
Have you ever been punched so hard your pupils disappeared?
I've been punched for sure.
You have no concept of these
things. What are you talking about?
One of the most powerful punches in Naruto is when Naruto uppercuts Sasuke so hard he like creates a crater.
Yeah.
Like Sasuke misses the Chidori and Naruto like chin musics him so hard.
Yeah.
You've never been through that. I bet you would hurt like fucking shit though.
But there's factors of the animation that make you feel the pain. One, Sasuke's chin gets changed biologically. It flattens his fucking chin.
It does,
it's like the face looks painful. Whereas the one with All for One, it's like fucking, he's just on the ground and he's like, oh, it hurt.
He literally cripples the strongest man on Earth with a punch so powerful.
Is he still awake?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Exactly. We don't remember.
What? Yeah. I'm sorry.
If he's knocked unconscious, it didn't hurt.
I wasn't watching one of the most incredible moments in anime and voice acting history being like, oh, is he awake? I don't know. On a 1 to 10, with like 10 being pregnancy, how painful was that punch?
That's like being like, oh, like if we do our draft for today, which is characters with the best drip, and I'm like, fucking Ino has the best drip. And you're like, why Ino? Her outfit's fine. I'm like, well, I didn't go through Naruto being like, who has the best drip? Like, you're doing the draft. It doesn't matter if you were paying attention. Pulled the draft.
That is the wildest false equivocation I've ever seen in my entire life.
What are
life.
You talking about?
What are you... Okay, first off, drip is incredibly... It's subjective. But like,
I'm saying...
I can understand fashion. I can't put myself in somebody else's shoes and be like, oh, I've been punched into a crater. I know what that feels like.
It's the face. Pitao. Or pito?
Pito.
Pito. Their face, mangled. Still awake. Just fucking like... Teeth up in their eyebrows.
Yeah.
Looks painful as hell. Whereas, like, any One Punch Man punch, dead instantly, even though it's a strong punch.
Okay, that is the only circumstance in which I understand if, like, difference between survived and dead. That's it.
What's another one that you picked? What was another punch?
I don't remember all of them. It was United States of Smash. Mm-hmm. There was Luffy punching a celestial dragon.
That's fine.
Punching him back into the manga.
That's a good one.
I don't remember any of the other ones.
You get a lot of pain in the, like his whole head conforms to Luffy's fist and the color leaves him.
Uh-huh.
That looks painful.
I've never been punched so hard, I switched to another dimension.
It's... In capturing a feeling, an emotion.
Yeah, punching somebody back into a manga.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a feeling that
you
we all
dazed.
Understand.
Yeah.
No, it's the swell of the... I'm not having this conversation with you.
I can't believe I lost. I have to watch fucking...
So you have to watch...
Sword Ass Online.
One of the greatest isekai... The greatest isekai ever created.
Which is saying nothing.
It's not a high bar. It's an incredibly low bar. It's actually probably not the greatest isekai ever made. I would give that to either... Not even Log Horizon. The new season was not good.
Sword Farts Online is what
you
I
gotta
watch.
Listen. I understand that Angel Beats didn't do well when I said it would do well. Sword Art will do well.
I can't trust you. I've never had a show do worse than Angel Beats.
Very popular. Angel Beats is a 12-episode anime from 2013.
Yeah,
Sword Art is one of the most popular animes on Earth.
I'll feel it out.
What are you?
I'm going on... Well, I will watch it. I'm this Sunday through Tuesday.
Uh-huh.
Me and my roommates are going on, like, a little writer's retreat in Big Bear just to get out of the house and, like, work on short film scripts and stuff like that.
That's so cute.
And so that's three-ish days because we'll come back Tuesday
Cannot
night.
Believe I wasn't invited. FOMO is so ridiculous. I'm the one who...
It's work. It's a work retreat.
I'm the reason you know Big Bear exists.
We were just looking at... what's it called? Airbnbs.
Uh-huh.
We weren't like looking in Big Bear just within 2 hours.
Fucking love Big Bear.
I know you do.
I almost bought a fucking house there. I wanna be in Big Bear right now.
Oh my god, if you moved to Big Bear, I'd be furious.
I'd be so happy.
My drive became 2 hours with no traffic.
Oh god, I'd be so much happier in Big Bear. There's a lake. It's not only a lake, there's a mountain. What more could you ask for?
It is nice.
Oh, the snow melts and then we get to ride around in our boats. Oh, the snow's back. I get to ski. That's everything I ever wanted.
Why don't you move to Big Bear then?
Oh. That one.
Oh, yeah.
That should kill herself in a week flat.
Whoa.
A week flat.
There's shops.
There's no Sephora.
They have Amazon.
No. They don't have Rodeo Drive. They don't have Potato Corner.
Wow.
No, yeah, it wouldn't work.
So ritzy.
Also, I need to be close to you.
Well,
I am contractually obligated to be within a hour proximity of you.
Well, now, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know. And I appreciate that. Well, listen, we'll move to Big Bear.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll
I'd
do
go
it.
To Big Bear.
Housers are so much cheaper out there.
Really?
I was looking at like a 5-bedroom house. It was like 3,000 square feet. It was $1 million.
I have no concept of...
That would be like $3 million in LA.
Okay.
Everybody outside of California just swerved into traffic, literally.
Yeah.
They're like, what the fuck? But yeah,
Big
Bear
is just Virginia of the West. Or Vermont.
I guess. It's more expensive than Vermont. Actually, Vermont and New Hampshire are both getting very expensive. It's because they have water. Everybody's preparing for the water wars. That's what my mom says. She's like, my mom said, we have water. And I was like, that's why all like the lake houses are selling out. People are like preparing for the apocalypse. And I'm like, I think it's probably just because it's nice.
Yeah.
And people work from home. But like, do you, mother? But we have a draft to do.
Yeah.
We also have to finish our tier list.
Yep.
So do we want to do our tier list right now?
Let's do draft, right?
Let's do our draft first.
Yeah.
So Tania already alluded at it. This week's draft, we're going to be talking about which characters in anime have the most drip. So I went first last week. So
yeah.
Daniel, I know you don't have anybody on my list, so please go ahead.
You don't think I have anybody on your list?
My list is very curated to me. I don't think there's anybody on my list who would make it to yours.
Interesting. I'll do Tengen.
That's a good choice.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
That's a good choice.
But now I'm suspicious.
Wasn't even on my list.
I want to adapt to your list.
Wasn't even on my list. Listen, the headband, the arms, the massive. I think the fact that he's 6'6 and ripped also helps him.
It for sure helps.
Because it's a very simple outfit.
Yeah.
But like when you're 6'6 and ripped, of course you're sleeveless.
It's great. The headband helps too. He's just great.
He's flashy.
Great color coordination.
To match your flashiness, I'm going to have to go first pick Doflamingo. Between the flared out glasses, a pink feather jacket. Who's the guy who was in Creed 3 and was also the bad guy? With the bad guy in Creed 3, but he's also Jonathan Majors.
Jonathan Majors
did like a photo shoot for GQ and like did the outfit. It was all anime inspired.
Oh, really?
The drip was immaculate.
That's crazy.
So Doflamingo, easy.
Is he shirtless with that big pink thing?
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
You have to be.
Fair. Super fair. I got Yugi Moto.
The sheer amount of accessories and belts.
The fucking, like, walking belt advertisement that man is.
He got two belts on his waist, belts on his wrists.
The best part about him is
that pendant?
That is the outfit before the, like, goth pharaoh possessed him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the pharaoh just possessed him. He was like, all right, I guess this is what we're working with. Holy shit. You know what?
Chose the right guy. I like this. All right, my second pick, Future Trunks. That's a great choice, and you know it. The tank top, the black, the Capsule Corp crop jacket.
Damn it.
I would, like, Future Trunks low-key called fashion because that's what fashion is today.
Ugh.
You would see that on Melrose.
I'm looking around now. I gotta make up.
Nobody here has drip whatsoever.
Damn, that rules.
Yeah.
Future Trunks, what an idiot I am.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go David from Edgerunners.
The jacket rules. Is a good look.
Jacket rules, but he's also one of those outfits that, like, you don't realize, but when he pops off the jacket, he looks fresh still. Because it just is, like, skin-tight, black V-neck.
Mm-hmm.
He's got the chain, baggy pants.
Yeah.
He essentially turns into, who's the villain in Season 2 of Jujutsu Kaisen?
Oh, Toji?
He essentially just has Toji's outfit, but with a sick jacket.
Especially once he's ripped.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to go number 3 here. Just because you said nobody from Naruto should be on this list, Tobirama. Incredible drip.
Wow.
Immaculate drip.
Thanks for letting me catch up.
Listen, that is a fantastic... The white fur around the blue armor with the white hair. Like, the best drip. Some people say Minato. It's Tobirama. Best dressed in Naruto easily.
I stand by. No one in Naruto has any drip. No, here's the thing. People will...
Sigh. The black crop top?
Oh, he looks terrible.
He looks great.
Anyone that people will, like, try and come to you and be like, what about this outfit? What about this outfit? If you look at it for more than 15 seconds, you start picking apart how stupid it looks. Like, Sasuke's black romper people love. Think about, he's got a black turtleneck romper. Young Sasuke, when he first learns Chidori.
Yeah, yeah.
It's got a black turtleneck romper, and everyone's like, that's a rad outfit.
Nah. You're out of pocket. Listen, Sasuke, when he kills Orochimaru, white jacket, blue pants, black purple rope.
Not a good look.
Drip.
Not drip.
He accessorized. He had a purple rope. You didn't need them. That's an accessorization.
Absolutely. You want to talk about accessories? I'll do Akaza.
Akaza?
Yeah, he's got ankle bracelets. I'm looking at him right now. He's got those, like, you know, those beads.
Is that your choice?
Yeah.
So your number 3 pick is Akaza.
Yeah. Akaza looks great.
He's wearing a vest with no shirt, Danny.
It's sick. The vest rules. It complements his tattoos real well. Love the baggy pants. Akaza's got a great outfit.
You're reaching, and it's tough to watch. Number four?
Who's that guy? I won't pick him.
That's your fourth pick, actually.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, go on.
My fourth pick, easy. Another fur jacket, Krolo.
Who's Krolo?
Krolo's the leader of the Phantom Troop. Black jacket, white fur, shirtless with a cross, an upside down cross on the back. It is the, and then, oh, heaven forbid you talk about his form in the York New City arc when he's got the suit on with the bandana over the, like, the marking on his forehead. Krolo with the black hair pushback. That is easy. The fourth round with Krolo, you're going to give me that?
This guy looks fresh.
He's
for sure.
Sick.
Okay.
Everybody in the Phantom Troop has good fashion, but there's a reason he's in charge.
I gotta make up some time.
Yep.
I had one. I don't think I'm gonna go with it anymore. I'm gonna skip straight to your forger.
Your forger with the? Are you talking Thorn Queen with the black dress?
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
That's a great outfit.
It's one of my favorite cosplays to see on women. Yeah. I'm like, that's a very good cosplay.
It's an absolutely great outfit.
I want Dorothy to do it because Dorothy is tall and has long black hair. And yeah. I'm like, you would be perfect for this. But all right. I can't believe you're giving me all of these. I have choices here. I could go Jotaro because Jotaro's drip is god tier. Who else has a hat that is also hair?
Weak but normie pick.
I'm going to go a little outside of the norm here. And I'm going to say Sinbad from Magi.
Sinbad
from Magi. This is one of the most dripped out man in anime, period. This man knows how to accessorize. He is in gold head to toe.
Oh, this is cheating.
No, it is not.
This dude looks crazy.
You just haven't seen it.
This dude looks crazy.
Sinbad.
No one has seen this. What is this
Magi,
anime?
Very popular anime.
What
Sinbad
is this?
Sinbad has an entire prequel series.
Damn.
Yeah.
This dude looks nuts.
Not my fault you made the wrong choice.
Wow. Am I out of picks?
Yeah,
is
you're
that
done.
The final?
Yep.
Damn it. I should have threw Bon in there. I think Bon would have won some.
The red leather, the Michael Jackson red leather is a good look.
I also had a Hibana from Fire Force.
Oh, the big yeah, jacket.
The big fur one. Those jackets are just so fresh.
They really are. Yeah. I was going to go, if anybody from Fire Force, no, it's probably Hibana, honestly. Mm. I can't think of anybody else. I mean, like, Tamaki, you know, with the bikini is a look, I guess.
That's like hardly drip.
Yeah, like it comes off half the time.
Damn.
Yeah.
Future Trunks.
Absolutely
like
destroyed.
That wins it. Yeah.
I can't keep giving it. Well, honestly, we should do a draft. Like a scoring, like who's won X. I guess we don't really know because we got to start putting up.
We
to,
don't ask.
We got to we got to put them up to like vote every single week.
Yeah.
All right, we're now set. Yeah, vote on that. I mean, that one's another. I don't think you
that's
want people. To, I don't think you want people to vote on that one. Honestly,
sweet.
We should get to our tier list.
Yeah.
So me and Danny, because there's not a lot. I mean, we're still like an hour and 20 minutes into this episode, but because there hasn't been a whole lot going on anime wise, me and Danny are going to finish the tier list that we started a couple of weeks ago, and we're going to pick up exactly where we left off. So the last one that we did was JoJo's, which we decided that neither of us we haven't seen enough to make it like informed opinion. So
I like how we both decided we haven't seen it.
Well, the first two seasons, it's just not enough.
Yeah.
It's like watching like the first 50 episodes of Naruto and being like, oh, it's C tier. You
right,
know, like
yeah.
you don't get an opinion. So our first thing up is, it's so fucking funny. Our first thing up is Magi.
B tier.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's C even.
I'll actually give you B tier.
The hell is Magi?
So it's either Maggie. I like Magi. It's a story about like a boy who has magic and he's also like kind of... he's kind of, what's the guy who flies around on a carpet?
Aladdin.
So I think he actually is Aladdin. It's roughly based off the story of Aladdin.
I picked up on that a bit when you mentioned Sinbad.
Exactly.
Was in it.
Yeah. So Sinbad is like this, like he's like in charge. He has like this prequel story where he's like the most powerful person in the universe. Yeah. Magi's just about like a little boy. It's been so long since I watched it. Kind of like just like running around the desert, trying to become a powerful magician.
Did it like come and go? Is it ongoing?
It's gone now. I think it's I think it's 50 episodes. And then there's the prequel, which is Sinbad. The power system's really cool. They have kind of stand. Stands?
Mm.
It's like not stands, but like they have like big magical constructs that they can control, and they're like usually in the
I
form
love
of
a fucking Pokemon.
Yeah,
like,
right.
I love a stand.
Yeah, like, and so like you get like magical items that give you. It's been so long since I watched it. You get magical items that give you certain powers or something, and it's like you have to go into these like gates that appear, and at the end of these gates are these magical items. So everybody's like in a race to get to these gates. So Magi B tier, I feel like that's fair. All right, here's gonna be a controversial one.
Yeah,
MHA.
What were your feelings on the latest season?
It's adaption-wise, it's not as good as other seasons.
Yeah.
Plot-wise, it's my favorite arc in MHA.
I think, MHA has, like, really slowed down. Because season one...
5 and 6 have not been as good as previous seasons.
5, 6, and the beginning of 4, I would even argue. Because 4 picks up when he rescues Ari, or Eri.
Yeah.
And
Gentle
like,
Criminal was kind of the beginning of the end for the anime.
Yeah.
It's still very, like, I watch it every week, like, religiously. But, like, it's definitely not, like, the first muscular fight. It's not, like, saving Eri, the 100, like, the foe 100% saving Eri and all of that.
Like, that was great. That fight against Overhaul is sick. Mm-hmm. Then, like, season one goes really hard just because it's this new world. You're getting introduced to all these characters.
Yep. Sports festival.
Season two was sick. Is that Stain?
I think that's Stain. Season three is Muscular. We might have those switched.
Well,
but
Muscular is not like the villain.
Muscular is absolutely. Well, I guess it's a kind
Muscular's of. Muscular's in an episode.
Muscular's before the troop, the League of Villains invades the camp that they're at.
I think it's all for one.
Yeah. And then, there's obviously United States Smash in there.
I mean, yeah, regardless, seasons 1 through 3 go really hard. And then I would argue first half of 4 is really slow.
Mm-hmm.
Picks up at the end, but then 5, no one really likes.
Yeah.
And then 6, I kind of agree.
It's better than 5, but there's times when it got slideshowy that people got upset about.
Yeah.
I'm going to go A. I think MHA has, I literally have a term coined for MHA, which is MHA moments. Moments where I'm I get legitimate goosebumps.
Yeah.
There's times I think the manga of MHA is very good, but when it's put into with music and motion and all of that, when Uraraka saves Deku, when he comes back to UA, I cried.
Yeah.
I get emotional over this show. It's not S tier because it slipped up a couple of times, but I think it's very easily A tier.
I put it low A just because of the last couple seasons. I agree, in the early seasons, I was at the height of oh my God, I love anime again. It reignited my love for anime. I was this is exact. I was however old, 19. And I was this is exactly how I felt when watching Naruto as a kid.
As a child, yeah.
I didn't know I'd ever feel this again. This rules. And I just haven't really felt that in a minute.
There's still
since
MHA.
RE.
Yeah. There's still MHA moments for me. Yeah. I still really love, but it's definitely, the adaptation isn't as good now. Mm-hmm. Next up, Mob Psycho 100.
I didn't watch season 3.
Okay.
If I were to just go based on what I saw from season 1 and season 2, I would go A.
I'd go S.
Yeah, from season 3 included.
Objectively, so
I believe you.
Some people have issues with season 3 because there's not a lot to adapt. So they do some filler arc-ish things to fill the 12 episodes. So they get abducted by aliens, they do some cute shit. Yeah. There's a couple of things, because basically all that happens after season 2 is that Mob goes psycho and everybody has to fight him.
Nice.
And so, but they filled the space with some other stuff, but it was kind of cool to me because we got to see Mob live as a high school student, basically what he wanted to do. I'm happy to split the difference and go high A.
I'd go S. I believe you. If season 1 didn't exist, if it was just season 2, season 2's S. Season 1 is just really I didn't get it. I was why is everyone fucking crazy about this show?
Mm-hmm.
What are you staring at?
Nothing, just the chat.
I was why is everyone going nuts about this show? It's ugly, kind of.
Yeah.
The animation's fine. It's too quirky. And then season 2 is I don't know where it came from.
Yeah.
The quality just came out of nowhere.
It does the Yodapon cubes. It's the animation is gorgeous. And I love Mob as a character. It's a silly universe, but it's serious when it needs to be.
Yeah.
Mob versus, what's the green floaty guy's name?
Oh yeah. What is it?
Dimple.
Yeah,
Mob
Dimple.
Versus Perfect Dimple is one of the best fights in anime, period.
Yeah.
It's so good. I love Mob Psycho.
I love the guy who could teleport.
Mm-hmm.
When he's teleporting, he grabs a dude by the head, and the background just changes, and he's just smashing him into shit.
Yep.
Unreal. They do one shot where it's a POV of a gun, and he's teleporting around, and I was for some reason, I don't think I've ever seen someone's animated POV with a gun look terrifying.
It, especially when you realize, it puts you in the boots of oh, I could do nothing about this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was great.
Up next, Naruto.
Oh.
You answer first.
B.
Don't hate that.
Mid to high B.
I don't hate that.
Cause you gotta weigh it with the filler. You gotta weigh it with the lesser arcs.
Listen, the best fights in anime.
Yeah.
Period. As a whole, best fights in anime.
Great.
Great
characters that aren't balanced the best, but great powers, memorable characters, the Chunin Exam rules.
Yep. I mean, early days, Land of Waves, Chunin Exam, Konoha Crush, all incredible. Yeah. Sasuke Retrieval Arc, peak. And then 80 episodes of filler.
Now
we're ready for the time skip. And then, 50 episodes, canon, we're crushing it. We do the Kazekage Retrieval Arc, we get Gaara back, there's all that fun stuff. And then, it's just we get 50 episodes of canon, 50 episodes of filler. And then it's just flip, flip, flip for 500 episodes.
Yeah.
The War Arc is, I think, 270 episodes long. It's something like 200 chapters in the manga. It's the pacing, there's no pacing issues. It's just like they'll be like, oh, here's 30 seconds of the fight. And now, do you guys remember what Kakashi did as a child? And I'm like, it's just, it destroys the war arc as the longest arc in Naruto really cripples the anime as like, as a total. The manga, S. Easy. Almost perfect, objectively, except for the war, which is still a mess.
I hear the art drops in quality during the war significantly. Just like, as it goes on. Same with Boruto. Like, it hasn't recovered since.
Boruto has its moments, but it's definitely like, oh, like, there's no background drawn. Yeah. You know, you're like, that's just Boruto standing in a white cube, you know?
It's like, I do genuinely think that the Chunin exams, like, throw out nostalgia.
Mm-hmm.
One of the, like, probably the best tournament arc in all of anime.
Outside of Yu Yu Hakusho's dark tournament? Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I really, because they do, like, My Hero does tournaments all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like I every fight in Naruto's tournament arc feels like a true bubble between the two characters.
Yeah.
Where it's just like, okay, I'm going to get like, even the 10-10 Tamari one,
mm-hmm.
you feel like it's the 10-10 show for this brief pocket
for
of time.
For 35 seconds until she gets her back rearranged.
Yeah. Each one, each fight feels like its own entire arc and it's so good. And My Hero, it's kind of just like, oh, this episode, Todoroki and Bakugo fight. That's fun. And then they fight. And
it was
like
the class 1A versus class 1B thing. Yeah. It didn't feel like we were building like it was like it was important, but not that important.
It was like interesting, but all of class B felt like just throwaways. Whereas these were like, it was clear that Kishimoto was like teeing up characters that would be important for the
down
rest
the line.
Of the series.
Yeah, of course. I'm going to give it a low A.
Wow.
Low A.
Okay.
I think that's what we do. I think that's the best thing. One Piece.
I'm in Skypiea.
Yeah.
Like, who am I to? I'm not even technically at the good stuff.
I would say, as a watchability, like from a watchability standpoint, I'd say One Piece is less watchable than Naruto.
I'm like so afraid.
Listen, I think One Piece is also low A. I think it's close. I think Hit and Naruto are great for different things. Like, building of a universe is way better in One Piece. There's way less plot holes. I have no idea what that noise was.
That's the garbage truck downstairs.
Oh, that's Dorothy. Okay. Like, watchability, like plot holes-wise, One Piece is way better. But the fight's usually pretty bad.
True. Also, I haven't seen the anime, so I haven't seen one. This is all you.
Okay. I'm also going to give it an A.
Yeah.
It's just like, with what it's accomplishing story-wise, it's awesome. The pacing isn't great. And then like, there's like, towards the end, there's a lot better fights. Like, obviously, Kaido versus Gear 5 is like something everyone's talking about right now. Like, the impact frame is crazy. Like, Zoro, King of Hell moment, obviously huge. I'm not there yet. I'm in Whole Cake Island. There's been, I'd say Luffy versus Doflamingo was good. Luffy versus Rob Lucci was good. Zoro versus the giraffe guy was fine. It was okay. Sanji versus the wolf guy was fine. But like between Enies Lobby and I would say between Enies Lobby and Dressrosa, there's no good fights.
Interesting.
Like not even like Marineford contextually has good fights, but like nothing in Marineford is like, this fight was sick.
Right.
It's just like a war.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Again, I haven't seen it, and pacing does play a huge impact on, like, if an anime is good, so does animation. I know a lot of people like to be like, oh, fucking art style doesn't matter, animation doesn't matter.
Yeah.
100% does. It's 1,000%. What you're looking at all the time.
Yeah.
If I were to, like, give any input from the manga, I think if you asked me before I made it to Skypiea, I'd probably say S.
Mm-hmm.
It really depends on what arc I'm in.
Yeah.
Because if you, like, now that I'm in Skypiea, I'm like, A, because it's been so long since I'd been at such a height.
Yeah.
But if you ask me before Alabasta, when I was in the fucking, like, Baroque Works arc. Yeah,
like Syrup Land or whatever.
C. Yeah. Like, I hated that.
One Piece gets off to a very slow start.
I liked it pre, it was like unstoppable pre the Baroque Works. And I was like through Arlong Park.
Grinds to a halt when we meet Robin. Yeah,
grinds to a halt when we meet fucking the whale. Laboon.
Laboon. Yeah. Yeah. When they first get to the Grand Line.
Yeah. When I was at Arlong Park, I was like, this is an unstoppable force to be reckoned with.
Yeah.
Laboon comes, screeching halt. I'm like, somebody kill this whale already.
That's going to make so many people, like, it's like literally like a fan favorite character, but yeah.
Hate this thing.
The first 50 episodes of The Grand Line are objectively bad until they get to Chopper, and then Chopper's arc is good.
Chopper's really good, and then Alabasta is even better. Like, yeah. I loved Alabasta. I didn't like, there was a lot more fake out deaths, like, Lapel doesn't die, Luffy gets stabbed with a poison hook.
Luffy dies twice in Alabasta.
Guess what?
Mm-hmm.
Don't give your fucking characters poison ever.
Yeah.
It never means anything.
Mm-hmm.
I always, what are you grinning
at? Or just Luffy gets poisoned many more times.
It sucks.
Yeah.
It's if it's a main character, they're never going to die from it. It's always going to be bullshit.
Yep.
And then I hate when it's like,
once again, Demon Slayer.
Demon Slayer.
Entertainment District Arc. Everybody gets poisoned.
Entertainment District Arc, season 3, this most recent one, the fucking Tokido gets poisoned by the needles. Stop poisoning.
Yeah.
Like,
it's never going to kill anybody.
It sucks. It adds nothing. It never kills anyone. What's the next one?
One Punch Man. Manga-wise, S. First season, incredible. Second season, people don't like the animation as much.
Yeah.
People, because One Punch, honestly, is unfortunate because the manga is a piece of work.
Yeah.
Like, it's like art. So I'm going to say A, I love One Punch Man. It's probably my favorite action manga of all time. I live and breathe it. So I'm going to say A. Do you have opinions?
I don't like One Punch Man at all. That's my hot take. I like get it.
Okay.
It's the biggest I get it energy because I'm like, I don't like it. It's like, you know, there's not much there story-wise, at least in season one. I didn't see any of the others. I'm like, there's not much there story-wise. The humor is not that funny to me. It's like this, it's very weird, quirky, like awkward humor.
Mm-hmm.
And then and I'm like, and the whole episode is just him like faffing about while the villain like boasts, and then he punches him once and he dies. People are like, no, that's the point. It's this and that. It's like, I know it's the point. It's a very clear, obvious point. I don't like it. If you don't find it funny, there's nothing for you. The animation's cool, but it's wasting time until he just hits him.
You
know?
You're right. For season one and for season, until Garo gets introduced, there's no story. I mean, Boros.
Yeah.
Boros is incredible.
Boros is cool.
But Boros is only a couple of episodes. It's a singular event.
Every episode is just a music video.
Yeah.
In the sense that it's like, not that the music's anything special, but in the sense that it's like, the Boros episode is cool, carried by the animation.
Uh-huh.
Like, if the animation was like, just okay, like, what's an okay anime? Like, every anime, I feel like, has stunning animation nowadays.
That's just objectively not true. Tokyo Revengers.
If it had Tokyo Revengers or Attack on Titan animation, season 4, not good. Like, it would be just okay. But it's sick because the animation is sick.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I agree, matters. Like, the animation being sick does give it points. I'm not one of those people who are like, oh, like, animation doesn't matter in an anime. But it's just like, yeah, like, I get it, and it's not, I feel the same way about it as I do with season one of Mob Psycho.
I'm not there with you.
Yeah.
But that's mostly because I've read the manga, and the story of the manga is incredible, but also, it's kind of like you with Chainsaw Man, where it's like, oh, you guys don't get it. I don't think you get One Punch Man.
Really?
I understand that you think you get it, but I don't think you get it. I don't think you get it. I don't.
Whoa.
It's a perversion of shonen tropes, and like on like a very deep level, it's very intellectual.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's very smart. And the universe that it's building in the manga is incredible, and once it gets adapted finally, I'm excited. We'll split the diff, we'll call it a B.
Okay.
Promised Neverland.
The entirety of it?
Yeah, I'm going to go with D.
Yeah.
Season one, great. Season two, what the fuck are we doing?
Season two is so bad. I agree with D.
Yeah.
Like, season two is so bad.
Tanks the show.
Tanks the whole thing.
Yeah.
Especially because season one is so one of those things, not even just anime, but it's one of those things where it's so contingent on, like, the follow-up. Like, it's intrigue-based.
Yeah.
So the answers need to be really good. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, retroactively, the show's bad.
It's like Attack on Titan with the basement.
Yeah, exactly. Where it's like, the whole season one is really good because you're like, man, like, what's the payoff? What's this weird mystery? But then when the mystery sucks and the answer's really whack, it's like, what is there for you anymore? Other than, like, cool artsy direction and great voice acting.
Yeah. Soul Eater?
You've never seen it.
Seems
cool.
I will answer. One of the best animes ever made.
Whoa.
A lot of filler, though. But I loved the filler because the filler introduces a character called Excalibur, and he would just say, it would just be like, fool. And he'd be like, Excalibur. He's just this little guy that's the world's most powerful sword.
Is he saying that?
Yeah, he's like, Excalibur.
That's hype. And I could watch you do that for hours.
And anytime somebody like says something, he's like, fool, and I love him. But the ending, unfortunately, the anime ended before the manga did, so they'd make an anime-only ending, which people do not like. Hmm. So I'm going to give it an A because
it
was...
How's it compare to Fire Force?
Very similar.
But in, like, what do you like more?
Fire Force is better as an anime adaptation. Soul Eater is better as a manga.
Okay.
Yeah, but they're both, they're both incredible. That mangaka, I forget his name, he's a genius.
Is it worth just reading the manga?
I would watch the anime. It's okay. Cool. It's a good, like, people want it remade because the ending is, I would read the, watch the anime and then read the manga ending. Mm-hmm. And then just be like, oh, you can compare the difference to see which one you like more. Mm-hmm. But like, I never minded the anime ending. It's just like, basically the main character like punches the bad guy and wins.
Nice.
And everyone was like, oh, and a story about like using soul weapons, like in Soul Resonance, like to make these like grandiose battles. Right. You finish it with a punch. Like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
There's Naruto Shippuden. Oh, it was Naruto and Naruto Shippuden. I say...
No, it isn't.
No,
skip.
It's, yeah, skip, like, yeah. Tokyo Ghoul.
I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen Tokyo Ghoul?
No. I hear it's one of those things that I hear manga fans are like, fuck, this thing that's actually kind of good is dead now because the anime fucked it up.
Yeah, I'm going to give it a C tier. Wow. Tokyo Ghoul, the first season and the majority of season two are really good, and then they completely like changed the script, and they're like, we're not going to do any of the things that we did in the manga, and then they end season two in a way that doesn't end in the manga, and then season three comes around and they're right back to the manga.
Yeah.
So nothing makes sense, and Damn. Then they absolutely fucked the adaptation of Tokyo Ghoul Re.
Right.
So it's like, I've tried to watch it 6 separate times because I loved Tokyo Ghoul. I'm like, I can watch it. I love these characters. Let me be back in this universe every single time I get 4 episodes in. I'm like, I'm going to fucking kill myself. So it's a C tier. It's one of the most cried for, we need to redo this things of all time.
Can I tell you something that just a memory unlocked in me?
Yeah.
The only thing I've seen from Tokyo Ghoul is the Kaneki and Jason, like, whole sequence.
The counting down from 1,000 was 7, yeah.
Yeah, where he's just torturing the hell out of him, and then when Kaneki kills him.
Mm-hmm.
And the only reason I've seen that, and I've seen it a lot,
is
because in 8th grade, I was talking to this girl, which means nothing in 8th grade.
No.
But I was talking to this girl who was like, would tell me that she was like, yeah, for some reason, like, that Kaneki torture scene is like... kind of hot. And I was like, well, that's kind of hot that you kind of think that's kind of hot.
And that's when you realize, I like scary women. It's funny now because Sarah is the least scary woman I've ever met in my entire life.
I know, she's very unscary.
She's like literally like a Animal Crossing character. Yeah. I want to like, she's like protect at all costs.
Yeah, she just like walks in a room. She's like, bebop.
Yeah, like literally, like you just want to put like a little flower bucket hat on her and be like, all right, on your way. You know? Like, it's so funny like how far you've come. All right, Yu Yu Hakusho, you've never seen.
No.
S tier, easily.
Really? Whoa.
It's also made by the guy who makes Hunter x Hunter. Best tournament arc of all time.
Does it surpass being old as hell?
Yes.
Yes?
Absolutely.
Like, still a worthy watch, like, to go back now?
Well, like, you know how, like, you like Dragon Ball Z's art style?
Yeah.
It's very similar to that. It's, like, 90s-esque where it's, like, OG Trigun. It's not ugly. It's stylized.
Right.
And, it is objectively kind of worse looking than modern animation, but at the same time, it's, like, listening to music on vinyl. You're okay, I feel like
the grit.
Exactly. I feel like I can hear the music better now on vinyl, is at least what people say. I don't give a shit. Best tournament arc, Yusuke is incredible. Spirit Gun is iconic. There are, like, so many things. Things like tropes from Yu Yu end up in other anime now, and then Hiei is the prototype for the Sasukes and the Kurapikas of the world, the dark antagonist, the Killuas, all of these kinds of people.
Right.
So incredible. I love it more than anything. Except for Hunter x Hunter. But yeah, Yu Yu is incredible. It's an S. Hell's Paradise.
Hell's Paradise, from what I've seen, I saw like the first like 12 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's okay.
It's B.
Very B.
It's B.
It's very okay.
The manga's great.
Yeah.
The anime adaptation reminds me of season 5 or 6 of MHA. Yeah. Where I'm like, I was like, that is what's happening.
Yeah.
In, like, you're like, oh, that's directly from the manga, but like the sound design, the art direction, nothing about it like swells the emotion that the manga did for me.
Nothing like feels overly passionate about it. Yeah. It just is like kind of like happening.
It's the manga.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, very B.
It's unfortunate because it's probably the best out of the Dark Trio for me. Yeah. And no, JJK is, who are we kidding? Vinland Saga.
Vinland Saga rules.
It's very good.
Yeah, it's super good. I would put it in an S.
I would put it in S as well. It's grounded. It's realistic. Yeah. It's like it's painful to watch at times. Yeah. One of the most human stories ever told through anime, I would say.
Yeah, it's one of the most like, it's anime. Like, it's definitely anime.
Yeah.
But it's always weird that no one brings it up in the discussion of like a good beginner's anime because it's so grounded and it's so like, not realistic, but it's just like the shit they're talking. It's so mature. That's what
it's emotions is what it is. Yeah. It's like, I like resonate with this spiritually.
Yeah. It's so like, the dialogue is like smart. Like it's like talking to you like you're an adult. Mm-hmm. And it like loves history.
It does.
Like the guy, it's almost like, I mean to bring this up every week, but every now and then Oda in the manga, which I guess you haven't experienced, will do a like little explanation in One Piece.
Yeah.
Oda in the manga of One Piece will do a little explanation of like, where it's like, oh, this is a log pose. And they'll be like, what's that? And he'll give like some like real ass science behind it. Yeah. It's like, shut the fuck up. Your main character.
It's a woogity boobity. Yeah, this like, is Mr. Dubstep. He tells us where to go. Yeah.
Like, you'd be like, oh, the boobledy doobs, like, make it work. Like, it's like fucking, it's so weird. Every now and then, Oda is like, by the way, I love the sea, actually.
Yeah.
Vinland Saga is very that, but in a way that's like, I like it more. It like massages my brain where it'll be like, in 1341, the England Empire was doing blah blah blah, and I was like, "Ooh, I'm learning now."
I mean, like in the new seasons, like they literally do go to America, and it's like Vikings actually found America first, which is actually like might be true because recently we found a sword here that was Viking made that's like 3,000 years. It's not that old, but like it's like some evidence that Vikings were here, like possibly before Columbus, which is crazy. But yeah, okay, that's the end of our tier list. If you guys agree with it, that's incredible. If you don't,
I don't really give a shit.
All right, on to our best boys. My best boy this week is the Absolute.
Okay.
Yeah, the supreme deity that grants me my illithid abilities.
Yeah.
Because boy, oh boy, is that worm squirming in my brain, and I am using it, baby. Did you kill a true soul yet?
We're talking about Baldur's Gate, by the way.
Oh, they know. They know.
Yeah, like, have I unlocked illithid abilities? Yes, I have.
Yeah, you let the worm squirm.
Oh, yeah. The worm be squirming.
So apparently, if you use illithid wisdom, everyone was like, oh, it's bad for you, it's bad for you. No, it's not. Apparently, it's good. You get cool abilities if you let the absolute take your brain over.
Yeah.
So yeah, my true best boy this week is going to be none other than the one, the only, my only god that I revere, the absolute.
The absolute.
The absolute, baby.
I've also heard that it's bad for you, but also, shut up, dorks.
Who gives a shit?
Yeah, who gives a shit?
Do you know how good the rolls are on those wisdom thing? It's +2.
Yeah.
It's a 2 every single time, and you get up like a +4 multiplier. You cannot fail.
Yeah.
Unless you get a critical miss.
I'd be charming. Yeah. I'd be charming it up.
Oh my god. I mean, to everybody except for Gale. I mean, only Gale, I guess.
Only Gale, specifically. Yeah. Gale's me boy.
Yeah.
In line with video games, it's a very good time for video game DLC right now because so Guilty Gear is getting a new character.
Yep.
Johnny, he looks rad. Theme song's insane, very cool.
Mm-hmm.
That band, the Guilty Gear Strive band,
gotcha,
is so like Japanglish, but in such a cool way.
Okay.
Like they're like singing in English with like unbelievably thick accents, and it's like the English makes no sense.
Gotcha.
But it's so
sick.
It's
like DJ Crazy Beats.
Yeah. It's exactly like DJ Crazy Beats.
Everybody movement.
Do you know like the main theme of Guilty Gear?
Is you punch people and there's women with yo-yos that
like
I want to dominate
the
me?
The themes, like the music, like the OP. No. It's just like a bunch of like heavy metal and punk. And it's like, that is bullshit blazing. And then it goes, in our hearts is blazing.
Like, why don't we just like, you couldn't find an English band? Like,
just sing it in Japanese.
Or yeah, like a Japanese rock fucks.
It's just so, I love that is bullshit blazing.
Yeah.
It's so good. But that they're getting a new character. Street Fighter VI recently got a new character, and a new one is like on the horizon. She looks sick. A lot of good stuff. Mortal Kombat 1 coming out soon.
I know.
I've become a Mortal Kombat 1 channel.
You are literally a Mortal Kombat channel on TikTok. Yeah. I'm like, oh, I'm watching somebody get eviscerated.
Yeah.
It'd be like 9:30 and Danny's like, here's why this fatality is sick. You see how he pulls his anus out of his mouth? And I'm like, I'm going to keep going.
Look, you try filling a minute and 6 seconds and critiquing a fatality.
It's so funny. You're like, this fatality is sick. And then you just show the fatality and there's just silence. And it's just like straight up murder on the screen, and I'm like, it's a little early to watch a man like literally have his eyeballs yanked out until his organs are attached to them.
It's so funny because like I get so many comments. I'll be like, yeah, this one's C tier, they just rip you apart, blah blah blah. And I'll get comments of people being like, God, imagine being such a lunatic that you think getting ripped apart is tame. Yeah. And I'm like, hey guy, everybody rips everybody apart mm-hmm. here, all right?
There's no fatality where you're like, oh, wow, I could walk home.
Yeah, get with it, you rube.
Yeah, like, you fucking square. Yeah. We're doing gore.
But no, I have for sure become a Mortal Kombat TikToker because I like, as we've talked about before, TikTok is now paying mm-hmm. for real. And so I like did one of them. And also I'm just unbelievably excited for that game.
Yeah.
And like, I don't love doing anime content on TikTok because I do, like, between the podcast, between the YouTube page, like, what more anime content do I even have to say? So, like, I like...
No, absolutely.
Well, true.
Yeah.
But, well, you're also just, like, an infinite knowledge bank. I'm just jokes.
Oh, it's fine. I'm just trust me.
Silly little goof
it's
man.
It's just me. I'm goof-em-ups.
That's...
Yeah.
Goof-em-ups mata.
You're literally, you are Salvatore headphones. Yeah. That's what you are. Yeah.
I'm whamage control.
I love this incredibly niche thing our fan base. I have no idea what we're talking about.
I love it. I'll put the video in the
top
in the
10 Discord. Smoopy moops.
Yeah. Top 10 gooby woobies.
Gooby woobies.
Every time we got gooboo looboo. Anyway.
Yeah.
But so I like doing video game content on my TikTok, DMata 3. And when I did the first like video of it where it's like, I'm ranking the fatalities, first one did really well. And I was like, there's 80 of these in the game.
I'm getting the house, Ma.
Yeah, Ma, you can retire now. Yeah. Like,
and they all are doing well.
They're all doing very well. It sucks because I like, do you get this way with the rankings? And I don't mean to expose you.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that do really well are the ones that nobody agrees with. So there's for certain a temptation for me to be like, up next is the Joker's first fatality, and it's great. And I'm like, this one's D tier because his butt's hanging out.
This one's
like,
dumb because I think Harley Quinn deserved better.
Yeah, like, they're so, like, but I'm also like, I'm like, well, then no one's going to watch any of my rankings ever again because they're not following because
you
it's funny.
You have to walk the line between do I get comments and do I keep my like complete opinion respectable?
Yeah. Like do people, because then you just become annoying and then people are like, I just won't watch this guy's content anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
But it is ironic and funny that the dumber my opinions are, the better they do.
Oh, absolutely. Comments. It drives, it drives like traction and all of that. Is that your best boy? Is that DLCs are coming back?
Yeah. Just, fighting games are good still.
Love that. That's good news for everybody. Yeah, yeah. Honestly, Baldur's Gate, game of the year.
Baldur's Gate is game of the year. Easy. Baldur's Gate, remember what I said about My Hero Academia, like, reinvigorating my love for anime?
Mm-hmm.
I, like, didn't know games like Baldur's Gate could ever happen again.
I haven't had an itch for a video game this bad in years.
It's really, I've gotten, like, nothing done this week. To the point where last night, like, my friend who I've been playing with, Kyle, was like, yo, are we playing tonight? And I was like, I gotta read or something, man. Yeah. I gotta do something.
I'm, like, getting work done so I can get on Baldur's Gate. I'm like, all day, I'm just, like, thinking about it. And, like, Dorothy's been doing her sale, so she's been away. And I'll be like, she'll be like, oh, I'm on my way home. I'm like, take your time. Take your time. It's all right. Like,
it's so awful.
Like, I love you like, very much. Because like, when she comes home, like, we do reconnection. Like, I cook dinner and all that. But
I do that to Sarah.
Yeah, exactly.
She's like, yeah, I'm thinking about either, like, calling you now or taking a shower. And I was like, take that shower. Unwind.
I don't want to smell you through the phone. Like, please take that shower.
Yeah.
Okay. My flashback is that Boruto's time skip look dropped. And
right.
Oh, my God.
Let's see it.
He looks so sick. Listen, there's always good times to hop on the Boruto fan base, you know, hop on the bandwagon. Now is it. He looks like the main character of a Yakuza anime.
He looks like a gangster.
He looks like the bad boy in BTS. Like he looks like he's edgy. Yeah. I like him. I could change him. Member of a K-pop group.
I want to see him without lips. He looks like a different person entirely. You see this? He's all lipped up.
Why?
Is this the one you're talking about?
Absolutely the one I'm talking about.
He just looks like a different human.
He does?
He looks so realistic.
He's been through a lot?
Is the thing.
Yeah.
I'm not used to anime characters having lips, I guess.
He looks sick.
Like Pouty Boy lips.
I mean, he's been through a lot. Everybody thinks he killed his father, so.
Jeez. Wait, yeah. Is Naruto dead?
No. No.
Oh.
Yeah. We're good. People just think that.
Gotcha. In the world of Boruto?
In Boruto, yeah.
Gotcha,
yeah,
gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody's been brainwashed. So, yeah. What's your news there, big guy?
He does look easy.
Yeah.
He does look very, yeah, he looks like a gangster. He looks crazy.
Mm-hmm.
He has a sword on him. Does Boruto use a sword?
It's Sasuke's sword.
Very
people that don't know why Sasuke doesn't have a sword.
That's it.
I'm hoping he's dead. Yeah. I mean, it's a possibility. He has Sasuke's cloak and sword. Why doesn't Sasuke have him?
True. Mm-hmm. I do like... You know what I was thinking about earlier? Mm-hmm. And this will pad out the fact that I have very sparse news.
Mm-hmm.
How cool is the idea of Shonen Jump? Because I love the idea that you have these magazines.
Yeah.
And it has like 10 chapters of 10 different manga.
Yeah.
Or like one chapter of like 10 different manga. It's like so hype. I would read so much more manga if that's how it was delivered to me.
Right, because you would be caught, like, you'd be like, all right, I'm just going to read everything in this magazine.
Yeah, like, I got this for Boruto chapter blah, blah, blah. And I get that, like, for $3 a month, I get, like, every manga ever.
But it's not, like, delivered to you in a package. I can look up Boruto and be like, there it is. All right, bye.
Yeah, it's like, you know, the Viz app is like, you want to check this one out? And I'm like, no.
No.
But, like, if I already bought the fucking Boruto manga, I'm like, I might as well read whatever else is in here.
Yeah, like, I'm just like, oh, it's sitting around in my house. I might as well flip through Sakamoto Days or something like that. Like, yeah, of course.
That's super cool. My news is that the Pokemon Company, I think Nintendo specifically,
okay.
Has been fucking on their evil shit again. Have you heard of that?
I thought you were going to talk about the new DLC characters for Scarlet and Violet. I thought you were going to talk about the giraffe.
That's also some
You've been real
shit.
Upset about the legendary dogs.
I was so... I like, don't understand Pokemon fans, because they're like, what are you talking about? The Suicune one looks good.
They look dumb.
They look dumb.
They look dumb, dude. They look so stupid.
They look so
the
dumb.
The fucking... The Suicune looks horrendous.
Yeah.
Entei looks borderline unrecognizable.
Yeah.
What's the fucking... The giraffe?
Yeah.
Why?
What are you doing?
What are we
Why
doing?
Does he look like this?
Why does he look like that?
Oh, I hate it. It's like... And again, it's like, I get that the idea is like, well, the old ones are still there. Like, they're not ruining anything.
Mm.
But like, if they're like, if the pitch is like, oh, we are redesigning the dogs. Like, we're coming out with a new design of a separate creature. I get that they're still there.
Yeah.
But like, you get to see this character design that you love updated.
Yeah.
I want to be excited about that.
Of course.
Want it to be cool.
It's a legendary dogs. They're some of the I mean, they're actually genuinely pretty bad so far as legendaries go, but like they're still like iconic.
Yeah. They're sick. Look, like I love their designs. I love Entei and Suicune, two of my favorite legendaries.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's like, oh, I guess I'll never actually see a cool redesign of them ever.
Well, the thing is, what's also annoying is that like when we get like updated versions for different areas, like I want to see like a theme. Like we get an updated version of like Doug. We got an updated version of Doug Trio, right?
Yeah,
and it was like
Wug Trio,
yeah, it was
or
like
whatever.
Wug Trio, but it was like, oh, it's like he's like sand based now or something like that. Like I like when we get like a theme, and it's like, oh, of course, because it lives on the beach now. Why the fuck is it a giraffe?
I don't know. It's
so stupid.
It's nonsense. But the other evil thing they're up to. Is they have been taking down any Instagram or TikTok account with the word Pokey or Pokemon in the title.
Why?
Just to be a fucking menace of a company.
They're IP monsters,
They're
dude.
Insane. You know what else is nuts about that? Pokey is just the word poke.
Yeah.
You don't have a trademark on the word poke.
I didn't even think of that.
There are people who are like have accounts. It's like Pokey, but it's not the asterisk.
Yeah.
taken still down. Gone. Yeah, dead accounts.
Or like poke, the fish.
Yeah.
Like the way of like the food, like the Hawaiian food.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's like, oh yeah, like a poke restaurant. Yeah. Like, nope, no, you don't. Yeah, not anymore. No.
Not your word, Nintendo. Like so you crazy. Don't own Pokey Poke or Poke.
That's so fucking funny. Yeah. Okay. Well, now it's time for love letters. This is the part of the show where me and Danny ask our incredible live watchers whether or not they want to ask us a question. And if you guys want to ask us a question, please become YouTube members. You get to watch us live. This video, this episode's going to be like almost 2 hours, but we've been live for 2 hours and 15 minutes hanging out. You guys get to watch Nick sweat, switch t-shirts, go through all of it, really. Things that you wouldn't get with your natural watch-throughs.
Yeah, Nick did. For anyone wondering why Nick has switched t-shirts mid-recording of this, it's because the first one was damp.
Yeah. Yeah, 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 when we started the podcast, I was very hot. Now I'm actually kind of cold. I got a fan and everything. I'm chilling. But yeah, if you guys want to become a YouTube member and watch us live and ask us questions, you can either become Team Danny or Team Nick. It's $4.99, $5.99 a month. Not only does it allow you to watch us live but interact with us before and after shows, but it's also a great way to support us. So if you guys want to do that, totally available to you. I'm going to go grab a question. Bye.
I got it.
Oh, sit. Danny's got it. Wow. I'm sat. So James Hudson asks, who's the most underrated anime villain in anime history?
I didn't think of one.
Can't think of one?
I didn't.
I have a pretty good answer.
Okay,
I think genuinely, honestly, he may or may not be underrated to a lot of people, but I think Danzo is the most underrated villain in Naruto's history.
When you people love talk about Danzo.
Like, when people talk about like best villains in Naruto, it's like Madara, Nagato, even Zabuza. But like Danzo had his finger in everything and was evil. But yeah, like also like there's so many people in Naruto where it's like, oh, he was a good guy, but like nature made him bad. Like Madara was trying to save the world. Danzo, well, he was trying to help Konoha, was just evil. Yeah. Like training children to like how to massacre each other, like taught like Tarune Aburame how to create a jar of poison which requires a mountain of bodies. Told the entirety of Konoha that Naruto was the Jinchuriki of the Ninetales so everybody could come together in their hate for a child.
Yeah.
Like he is evil, man. And like he has like some redeeming qualities he was trying to catch up with Hiruzen, but like unabashedly evil and involved with everything. Danzo is so underrated.
Why do you think he's underrated though? Is it because like, or why do you think people don't appreciate him? Like, does he not have a good fight? Does he like,
I mean,
his stay kind of behind the sidelines?
His fight against Sasuke is iconic, obviously, like incredibly sick. But like at the same time, like, yeah, like he's not Madara. There's no war built around him.
Right.
He's not Obito. Like Madara and Obito have a war built around them. Nagato has an entire arc built around him. And like, you know, like even Orochimaru like pops up all the time.
Yeah.
Danzo pops up all the time, but like he never destroys Konoha.
Right.
He's just like always there, kind of destroying Konoha. Yeah. So like him getting killed, like very satisfactory, like so satisfying to see like him blow himself up and all of that, like destroying Shisui's eye in his hand so Obito can't get his hands on it. So sick. Like petty till the end. I love that man.
Yeah, you do love him. I'm constantly seeing videos pop up of you of like, just like, why Danzo is the best Naruto
He's
character.
He's the best Naruto villain, like yeah, easily. I love him.
You love him. I think mine is going to have to be Envy from Fullmetal Alchemist.
That's a good one.
Because Fullmetal Alchemist, very properly rated. Everyone loves it. Everyone talks about it.
Yeah.
I don't know anyone who's like, this anime is overrated. So that is, really?
We interviewed Tracy Allen at AX, and he was like, Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood, and everyone was like, no.
Really? Yeah. I don't even remember
Tracy's
that.
Tracy's an incredible guy. I love
That's
him.
Savage.
Close friend. But yeah, not a good take.
Everyone is always gushing about Fullmetal Alchemist, except Tracy, apparently.
Yeah.
But like, I never heard about Envy prior to watching the show. I've heard about Lust for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
Envy rules.
Yeah.
Envy has like his little thumb in every plot point pie,
yeah,
every PPP,
mm-hmm,
and like great terrifying power for like what is essentially a political drama anime.
Yeah.
Like they really highlight how strong somebody who can just change their appearance is.
Yep.
Which is sick.
It's why I don't remember you figuring out who Envy is this early, but that, yeah.
You find out, and you meet Envy, like, episode 4.
Oh, I'm thinking Wrath. Okay, never mind.
Oh, I know Wrath.
Okay.
That's episode 11. Who also rules.
Okay.
Yeah, Bradley.
Yeah.
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 He's sick.
He's
I love him. And no, Envy's great. Envy turns into a giant monster, too, and it's not dumb. It's, what is this? Oh, I'm not there yet.
Oh.
Take it easy.
Okay, okay.
Take it easy.
No, I didn't do
anything. My synapses just fired off.
I didn't do anything. I did nothing.
Jill, he just stopped being a giant green alligator monster.
Yeah.
But even that is like, because usually when someone just turns into a big monster in an anime, I'm
so
like
excited for you. Oh, to go listen. I guess this is how people feel watching me watch One Piece. But like, to experience what you're going to experience with Envy later on in the, it's so good. Envy is incredibly underrated.
Envy is so underrated. He's so good. The only reason I have an inkling of knowing what this is because I've seen this. I've seen this go on.
Oh, you've seen this going on.
I've seen this go on, but I got to the lust death.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, we're at the meme. This is it. And all the comments are like, this isn't the meme.
This isn't the meme. It's a great scene. Colonel Mustang killing lust is crazy. Mm-hmm. It's dope. It's not it.
Yeah.
It's not it.
So
I'm so excited.
Oh, I have an inkling, but Envy's just so good. So scary. So actually the main antagonist of the show, kind of.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like, what a great character.
I would say Wrath, Greed, and Envy are the most important. Outside of...
Greed just became actually important.
Greed sticks around, not like necessarily in a villainous capacity, but is around.
Well, Greed died, like the OG Greed, and then Ling just became Greed.
Yes.
Who's just like a cool dude in a loose mood. Mm-hmm.
That's literally it, yeah.
And so I was like shocked at that, because that was another comment like chain where I was like, oh, there goes Greed. And people were like so many people were like, can't wait for Danny to get to Greed, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, that was fine. And now he's back. And I'm like, here he is.
And he does not go away.
Yeah.
Yeah. Greed is very important to the storyline. That's a great answer.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's everything we got. This is actually probably our longest ever episode. I guess we didn't need to do the tier list because when we started the tier list, we were at an hour and 20 minutes and we hadn't done our best boys. But
good episode though.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah. With even no anime going on, me and Danny can fill 2 hours and 10 minutes. But thank you guys so much for watching. Make sure you guys follow us on all of the channels, TikTok, Instagram, all those things. Actually, make sure you guys go watch our AX vlog because the AX vlog was really good. If you want to see us, dicking around,
that's on this channel.
Absolutely on this channel. Yeah. So if you only listen on Spotify, unfortunately, obviously, or Apple Podcasts, something like that, unfortunately, you didn't see me and Danny go to Anime Expo, and that video is now out. So if you want to see what me and Danny look like at an anime convention without ever actually meeting us there, that's a great place to see that. I've been Nick, also known as NC Hammer 23, also known as the Weeb Commander. Big things happening for me. I hit 500K on NC Hammer and 200K on the Weeb Commander.
Woo!
So yeah,
that's huge.
Synchronicities, man. Synchronicities.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's wild. It's absolutely crazy. I did have to release a video about saying all the things I liked about Sasuke. Ended up being a half hour, which is crazy.
Wow.
I know.
Look at you.
I know.
What an arc.
Growth.
And then at a million, you have to say all the things you hate about him again.
At a million, I think I'll just like all inscribe. I think at a million, I'll inscribe Sasuke's face into my gold plaque. Yeah. I think that'll be.
I thought into the palm. Yeah, of your into hand, my yeah,
like,
I was like
palm tattoos.
What a psychotic.
Palm tattoos of like Sasuke's eyeballs, like I'm the dude from Pan's Labyrinth. To be like, yeah, that's more or less what I'm looking for.
All right, everyone, unsubscribe to Nick right now.
Yeah,
to
actually,
keep
please
him from
don't
doing
make
that.
Me do that. Yeah.
No, you should celebrate.
You want to get
real?
Drunk? You want to get hammered?
Yeah, let's get hammered.
Okay,
we should have done that.
I invited you to Topgolf. You're not coming.
I had plans. Easy. I've been Danny Mata. Please come to Colossal Con East September 7th.
I might be going.
Woo! September 7th through the 10th, because I will be there all 3 days. I will be doing my own panel. You gotta
Which is
fill
why
it up.
I might be going.
You guys gotta fill it up. They want me to react to something live in front of people. It cannot just be my dad and girlfriend and maybe Nick.
Yeah. We're just like, you're doing great, sweetie.
Yeah. So yeah.
ColossalCon.
ColossalCon.
It's in the Poconos.
East. Yeah. Poconos, Pennsylvania. Very lovely water park resort.
Okay. Thank you guys. Bye.
Bye. Mwah.